You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
Welcome back to another episode of the Hashtag No Offense Show. I'm your host, Chris, joined by my beautiful co-host, the Dutch.
Crazy.
And making a special daytime appearance, we have one half of the Simmons & Moore podcast, one third of the Creatures of the Night podcast, the man who thinks bicycles are just acoustic motorcycles. We have Jeff Boy R. Motherfucking D. Adam Simmons. What's up, brother?
That's me, a.k.a. the other Swamp Daddy. It's funny as shit. So if you guys don't know, we do these podcasts on StreamYard, and you can name yourself. You could just like put in a little tag. So I was like, oh, I'm going to be Swamp Daddy, because Jason Almy just called Chris Swamp Daddy in our group chat. And this motherfucker shows up and is like, Swamp Daddy in the Dutch. I'm like, God damn it.
I didn't even realize you had that until you said that.
I didn't realize ours was different.
I changed.
What's up, guys? How the fuck are you?
It's a beautiful, sunny Tampa Saturday morning, and I'm glad that you reached out. Actually, you reached out last night, but... You
know. I did. I was fucking dumb high.
I'm glad I said no.
No, it was going to be glorious.
I have to edit you when you're dumb high, and I think if anyone watched that episode one of Creatures of the Night on the video, and they do a shot every time Adam Simmons says the word they'll die.
Okay, I'm sorry. We were both inebriated, and we were about 6 hours into podcasting at that point, just in the last 5 hours. So
I was editing and I stopped. I would look at her and she'd go, "What?" And I'm like, "He's in the middle of like this wicked ass thought and stops just to say and then continues the wicked fucking thought. Like, why did you stop? Just keep going."
Because I gotta get the wheels turning. They were slowing down. I was super high and drunk. I don't know if you remember, sir.
I was super drunk, but I just get obnoxious. I could still talk. I just am kind of not fun to listen to.
Well, good thing you did like 7 hours of podcasting that night, huh?
Right. You apologized to Riley for sports. Yeah.
He has some apologies to make anyway. No. Like he's perfect.
Yeah, he's got to apologize for full circle.
Yeah, now we're even. Well, no, I don't even think we're even. I just think we're closer. We're closer.
No, you got about 7 more hours of drunken ranting that you have to get out to be even with him. Hi, Dutch. How are you, my love?
I'm good. Haven't been out of the house in 2 weeks, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's killing me. This sucks. The apocalypse is dumb.
She literally hasn't left. Like, I go to work, and then she's like, well, since you're already out and you're infected, you're going to grocery shopping and you're doing everything we got to do. She literally goes nowhere.
Nope.
Yeah.
I went out in the driveway to help him with the grill last week, but I guess that was it.
Yeah. And when she came out, she was like, I don't know, coming out of the bomb shelter for the first time. She was like, putting her nose up in the air, like smelling the breeze and
so
shit.
Nice. She's
like,
the sun felt good.
It's so nice out here.
You know you have windows that you can open, right?
Dude, we live in a townhouse right now, so we literally have 4 windows, including the sliding glass door behind me.
Yeah, and when that bitch is open, it glares on the TV. So I'm like, shut the fucking curtains!
And the other window is in a bathroom, so that one doesn't count. So really, we only have 2. One in each of the bedrooms.
Yeah, but we're a week away from moving, so that's why.
Yeah,
I was going to skip this week, and she was like, well, we probably won't record next week because we're going to be moving. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Let's bust it out.
I'll be here next week, too. What's up? Yo, guys, so I think I just caught the coronavirus.
Like, just now?
From who?
Like today. So I ordered... Okay, so you know I have an affinity for getting intoxicated and ordering silly things on the internet. I was talking to this girl on the interweb, and she said that she bought a big leather collar with like a gold hook on it. And she was like, this is hot. And I was like, you need a gold leash. And she was like, yeah, dude, daddy. So I just got a gold leash from China shipped to my house in 2 days on Amazon one click. And now I think I have the coronavirus.
I want to know how you got something from China in 2 days.
Right.
Like that's that two-month shit. That's that Wish shit.
What do you mean? China is bigger than Wish. Amazon. Oh, my God. Okay, Creatures of the Night episode 4 right now. China, Jeff China, Bezos China outsources his labor because he hates America.
Hey, I already touched on that a little bit, dude. Last week when Juan was on, he said shout out to Jeff Bezos, and I was like, how dare you? How fucking yeah, for dare real. You?
And then he was like, I work for Amazon. Where? In fucking Wuhan? You got to pay some bills. I'm sorry. Don't let me fucking hijack your show already.
Oh, fuck. I completely forgot. Thank you.
Yeah, I know you did. I'm here for you, Daddy.
Hashtag No Offense Show is sponsored by Hemp Bomb CBD. Hemp Bombs are specifically formulated to provide consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price. Many benefits include reduced anxiety, increased sense of relaxation, reduction of aches and pains, mood enhancement, and deeper, more restful sleep. Hemp Bombs come in a wide variety of different products, including oils, gummies, suckers, vapes, and even products for your motherfucking pet. Use code HTNOS, that's HTNOS, at hempbombs.com. Save 20% on that order and stay calm.
I can't wait to get a pet.
Stay cool.
I can't wait to get a pet.
I'm ignoring you on purpose. I already told you that.
Y'all finna get an alligator?
Logan wants a skink.
What the fuck is a skink?
It's a retarded alligator. He's got a big dumb round face and he just sits on a rock and goes,
Skinks are from the forest.
Whatever, dude.
What the fuck is a skink? That shit's in Minecraft?
You never heard of a blue tongue skink? It's a lizard.
Yeah, I heard of a blue tongue skink. That shit is Riley when he's in fucking New Jersey. The fuck out of here.
It's a whole ass thing now. Now yeah. I gotta share my.
It's a lizard? Y'all motherfuckers ain't got enough lizards?
Not these kinds.
What do you mean these kinds? All lizards is lizards.
No, this one's cool.
There's your episode title.
All lizards is lizards.
This episode is also sponsored by Onnit. Go to onnit.com/HTNOS. Use the code word HTNOS and get whatever the fuck. I don't care. What the fuck is a skink?
I'm trying to show you.
That's the nematode, dog.
That's a nematode.
This one right here. You see that? Look, skink, lizard, Britannica. That's a British skink.
It's a smooth.
You're a fucking British skink.
He's educated and shit, dude.
Dude, that looks like a whole ass nematode. Yeah, that looks like Muddy the Mud Skipper. Shout out to fucking Ren and Stimpy and them.
My dumb kid wants one, and I said no, but she's like, oh, yeah, any excuse to bring fucking things into the house.
I grew up with animals. I miss having them.
Bro, yeah, but lizards are different, bro. How many lizards you had in fucking Illinois, dog? Zero.
We had many a bearded dragon in my day.
I had a lot of bearded dragons.
That's what I literally
fuck gets lizards
said.
In Chicago?
This one.
Fuck you and fuck the White Sox.
Well, this they don't smell like a ham. Fuck the White Sox.
That doesn't hold as much weight as fuck the mud turtles, but I'll let you have it. I'll let you have that one.
Fuck the nematodes. Fuck Muddy the Mud Skipper.
Dude, we had all kinds of pets. He hated me.
I guess if we're talking about pets, she felt like we didn't give Tiger King a fair shake last week. So, I mean, speak your truth.
I meant to rewatch it because y'all heard me try and recap it. I totally forgot a whole ass character that was like Scarface.
Oh, yeah. And he was cool, too. He lives here.
Tiger Jeff Bezos and the guy who looks like all his kids' names are Kyle. That dude that dresses like he's like a roadie for E-Town Concrete. That fucking guy.
These could all be like multiple people.
I know. It's the dude that wears, he dresses like he's a motocross dad.
Oh, yeah. Like he wears like Fox shirts and shit.
Yeah. Like he's the only dude still employing the one guy who still embroiders t-shirts on the internet.
Are you talking about the dude that fucks his wife and the nanny?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That guy's living the dream.
Tiger King took over our whole life this week. Like after we did our show, like that's when like all the nonstop memes hit and like it just took over like fucking everything. And she invited me to a Facebook group for Tiger King people. That's already like 30,000 strong, dude. So I'm in there and some motherfucker is like, hey, I'm getting my cell phone plan changed and I'm at the mall. Look who's sitting across from me, and takes a picture. And it's that fucking Fox t-shirt wearing motherfucker and that bitch sitting in the goddamn T-Mobile store in fucking Oklahoma and shit.
What? Dude, that's sick.
It's serious, dude. Like, Carol Baskin's, like, putting fucking lawsuits out on these people in this group.
Hey, dude, how much money do you think he really has if he has T-Mobile? He's poor. Okay, this is all a clever charade, sir.
You don't wear Fox shirts if you've got money.
Correct.
You wear. Not Affliction, either.
Well, that was, yeah, same umbrella.
Same umbrella. Okay. Yeah, he's fucked up. And then his wife's like, oh, yeah, and they're bilingual, and that would be great for the kids. I'm like, he's like, yeah, so will my dick.
And you're bisexual, and that's great for my dick.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
You can't get a fucking Rosa that, like, knows how to cook empanadas. You got to get, like, you know, Shakira. She's like, yeah, she's bilingual. She's going to teach him. Shakira. She's going to teach him how them hips don't lie, bitch.
We just peeked the fuck out of that, dude. Simultaneous boobla blues. Well, what you got to say? Speak your piece.
I'm done. The market is oversaturated with fucking Tiger King. I'm done with him.
Listen,
he just is so funny.
I have, for the past week, I've had this girl from our bars department working with me. She, like, throughout the day just to, like, keep busy because they're shut down. And, like, day one, like, she was like, oh, so did you watch the Tiger King? And I'm like, who the fuck you think you're talking to, bitch? Look at my arm. There's a microphone on it. I have to talk about it. I literally watched it. Yes, all in one day.
I'm the goddamn alligator king, bitch.
she started talking about it and shit. And then, like, it became, like, this whole thing, like, for the rest of the week. Like, every time, like, she would ask me anything. The answer to any question for the entire week is that bitch Carol Baskin. Mm-hmm. Where do you want to meet tomorrow?
That's right. She is a bitch.
I don't ask that bitch Carol Baskin.
Well, even when I had a work meeting, somebody was asking a question, and then it got quiet. And then my boss's boss was like, did I hear the name Joe Exotic? And then somebody was like, that bitch Carol Baskins. And then
that's everything.
And it's funny because that Tiger King's meme thing is hilarious because it's nothing but people like sending her friend requests and trying to join the big cat rescue thing. And you have to answer those stupid questions. So then they were like, Carol fucking Baskins, you dumb bitch or stupid bitch or fuck you or whatever. Just like in these questions and just screenshotting them to the group.
Yeah, they want to put litigation in place on them and shit.
My favorite one was like, why does he always use her middle name when he says her name? Because it's always Carol fucking Baskins. Like, why does he always say her middle name?
Because she's in trouble.
She's in trouble.
Dog, Kaz even, he hit me up last week, like, late. Like, he hit me up Friday before we were going to record, and I didn't see it till afterwards. He was like, hey, I got a question for you this week. When next year, when the Super Bowl is in Tampa and everyone comes down there, can we go to Big Cat Rescue?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's trip one, obviously.
I screen captured him a Google Maps. I was like, it's literally 29 minutes from my house, dude. Yeah. We can go.
We can for sure
do that. And then his side question was, what if shit's still shut down and they cancel the Super Bowl? Like, what are we going to do for our thing?
I mean, we're going to go to fucking Tampa. We're not, what are we talking about? We're going to do exactly what we're fucking... Look, in a year from now, when we're not fucking podcasting, we're going to fucking go down to Tampa and fucking hang out.
Whoa. What are you talking about? I'm doing this till I die.
Yeah, I bet.
It's even getting big when OJ does a Twitter video about it, too. Did you see that?
Dude,
OJ
and he... Look, he is a professional. He was like, she broke in. She cut her boyfriend's head off with a knife. And then he stabbed her to death. I mean, she stabbed him to death, and then I left her in the bath. I mean, she left him in the bathtub, and that's how I would have done it if I was Carol Baskins. And then Cato was there.
It didn't go quite like that.
Well, he tweeted. He said that she did it, and then somebody tweeted back and was like, finally an expert chimes in on the matter.
Yeah, I mean, he's an expert on home invasion and on murdering your spouse.
That was one of my favorite memes. It was a picture of Carol, and it said, if O.J. Simpson was a white woman.
Oh, my God.
Perfect.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. I just got back from the golf course.
Hey, Juice.
I actually played pretty well.
He just got back from the golf course.
Now he's back at home, back to the couch, and back to television. Listen, I've had so many people on my case asking me to watch some show called Tiger King. Well, yesterday I watched this show. And oh my God, is America in this bad a shape?
Duh.
I watched about 6 episodes of this show, and I couldn't
remember
what I was looking at. White people, what's with you and wild animals? Leave them
alone. Yo, get the fuck out of here. You ain't black, you OJ, bitch.
The show is crazy. But it's so crazy, you kind of keep watching. Mm-hmm. One thing I will say.
He's got gloves on.
There's not a shred of doubt in my mind that lady's husband is... Tiger Sashimi right now. I'm just saying. Take
what
care.
Why's he got gloves on?
He's fitting to go murder right
first
now.
First of all, he disrespected Mike Tyson. I almost said Michael Jackson. He disrespected Mike Tyson because Michael.
I thought you were going to say Michael J. Tyson. I'm like, is that
Michael
J. Fox
J. Tyson? Sorry, I don't know. I'm high at all times now in the quarantine. I was going to crack
that
beer, whatever. Yeah. I mean, look, I have nothing left to live for.
You can come to Florida.
He's got all those books and antiquities behind you.
I do have many antiquities. Thank you.
Nice word.
I have the ware. Khajiit has the wares if you have the coin.
A whole
shout out to Skyrim and them.
Anthropologist back there and shit, dude. Got random twigs and so and shit.
Mike Tyson had tigers and like still has tigers. And he has pigeons.
He loves them fucking pigeons.
Yo, he loves pigeons.
Loves them pigeons.
I wish he loved vocabulary words as much as he loved fucking pigeons, but
I don't.
Street rats.
Yeah.
Then he wouldn't be Mike Tyson.
I thought it was funny that he's got a hot take on who murdered who, though. That was
and he's wearing gloves. He's wearing murder gloves.
He's at the golf course. The world shut down.
Yo, he should, bro. How great would it be if he was wearing the isotoners?
That would have been the ultimate troll. No,
and he's like, I got my gloves on, Twitter world. Hey, it's Juice. How are you?
Hey, Twitter world. It's got to be one of the things that makes me happiest on the planet.
Well, he's old. That's how they talk.
Hey, Twitter world.
The blacks? Who do you mean they?
What you mean no, the him. Blacks?
I meant the olds. I meant
where
the old.
Where you coming from, dog? The show.
I ain't black. OJ.
The show is sans Bobby right now. We cannot be talking about the blacks. In quotes.
What do you mean? I was just questioning. That's what they're called.
You don't have your credentials.
Well, and then another thing that somebody pointed out was because remember when he was in the cage and then that bitch went after his shoe, the tiger went after his shoe.
Yeah.
And he was like, somebody put perfume on my shoe. And then fucking Carol Baskins was like, if you were going to put
Carol fucking Baskins,
if you were going to put something on a shoe, it would be like sardine oil, you know, something that the tiger would want to eat, not drool over. That
yeah.
bitch rubbed her husband because then you see that picture of her and her new husband and she's got him on a leash. They're probably
fucking
doing,
King Cuck.
Yeah, they're probably doing like some kind of like role playing and she's like, let me rub the sardine oil all over you and I'll blindfold you. And then she probably fucking threw him in the tiger pen.
I don't even think she did the role playing. I think she killed him and then she cut him up and then covered his body in fucking sardine oil.
Fed him to the tigers. Because, you know, them bitches digest everything.
Yeah. I hate
Yeah, that's right. It's like feeding a human to a pig. Like, you pigs, if you have a fucking pen of hungry pigs, you just cut up human body parts and fucking shove them in there. They ain't going to give a fuck.
No, but they are.
Put them in a whole-ass meat grinder.
They won't eat the bones, though.
Yeah, they do, don't
pigs?
They?
Yeah, they do. Fuck yeah, they do.
Pigs eat bones?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, they do.
Shout out to Hannibal in there.
That's where Jimmy Hoffa is. That motherfucker got turned into a whole-ass ham sandwich.
I thought he was at Meadowlands, isn't he?
I mean, he might be. Shut up.
I thought he was buried under the Meadowlands.
He might be, bro. What's up?
Shut up.
He could be anywhere. Shout out to New Jersey and them.
What else you been doing, man? What have you been doing to keep yourself busy?
Getting high.
You just walking around in kimonos and shit, ordering stuff off the internet?
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much.
Looking like Will Ferrell and Wedding Crashers and shit at all times.
Cooking. A lot of cooking. Baking like breads and hanging out with, like doing my starters and shit like that.
Baking breads.
Gotta start them yeasts.
That's right. You know, build your own fucking starters and make a whole ass good bread.
Gotta feed them bitches.
Playing a lot of video games. Trying to fucking do yoga. I did yoga the other day and I passed out.
It's hard.
Well, I was doing like some Wim Hof breathing technique because I'm extra as fuck. And I was doing this exacerbating breath, like real fucking heavy dumb shit. And then I was standing up and then I was like, uh-oh, Black Hawk down. Clunk. And I just fucking bonked the top of my head on my whole ass wall and then was just laying there. And then Bobby Light came in. He's like, you all right, man? And I was like, huh? What time is it? And he's like, I don't know. And I was like, oh, okay, good.
I just got hit with the house.
Yeah, like so I just hit the world. Please hold. But I apparently haven't been eating very well.
Who has?
You know,
nobody has.
Who has?
So that's pretty much it.
I've been eating coffees and banana like a whole ass fucking orangutan. That's it.
Dude,
that's
my kitchen, my chef sent me home with, you know, okay, when you go to the deli, you know the tube of provolone cheese?
Yep.
The whole ass wheel.
Yep.
Like the cylindrical fucking four. I have a whole one of those. There's about 4/5 of the way gone now in the last 2 weeks. We've been putting provolone cheese on everything.
Just eating provisions and shit like you're some fucking frontiersman.
Just cubing it up and fucking hanging out in skins and furs and shit.
I thought you were just going to say skinwalkers, but that's a different show.
No, that is not this show, sir. I've been doing a lot of that. I tried looking into Hollow Earth, and I feel as though it's being shadow banned on YouTube, so I'm going to have to dig a little deeper.
There's a couple, there's a couple bootleg documentaries on Hulu. They're not really great, and they're like 20 minutes long, but I mean, like, if you want to see something.
I mean, I was like dumb high the other day at night, and sometimes, I mean, stoners will understand this.
That's every day.
This was like tremendously high. This was like 3 a.m., like Chris Watsky after a half a cookie high. And I was like, oh, you know, it'd be cool. I was like, I'm like scrolling through the internet, and I was like, oh, Creatures is thrown back up on Facebook. Thanks, Warner Brothers Music.
I was going to say, you took on the fucking giants in the Warner Brothers music industry and won with the compelling argument of don't be a bitch.
And it worked.
And it worked. It worked. Why don't you tell that story?
I will immediately following this. So I was watching, and you were like, you were like, I've really been in like some Project Blue Book and Project High Jump, I think was the one.
Yep, High Jump.
And I was like, okay, like let me check out Project High Jump. And then I was watching this fucking documentary about these old ass motherfuckers with them airplanes on fucking Antarctica, like digging holes, and then there's like tunnels and shit. And I was just like, all right, I got to go fucking a lot deeper. This is a lot slower than I wanted it to be. Because I'm just like rolling around in my bed, high as shit, like holding my phone in front of my face like this.
Looking at some black and white footage of dudes with fucking tennis rackets on their feet and shit walking in the snow.
Yeah, for real.
Thing we watched?
No.
Oh.
It's like a couple of fucking huskies in the snow just like hunkered down.
What did we watch?
No, we watched an Alaska thing where that guy took the plane out. And he was looking for an alien base in the mountain.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that was something different.
That was something
different?
That was
something
different. Okay, because that was cool.
I know. That was our vacation 2 years from now.
I'm down.
I wish, dude. I want to go. I want to go see. That's what I'm telling you.
We're going to fucking Skinwalker. There's no two ways about it.
I started watching that bootleg shit that came on, too. Did you see that new series that started?
The new owner looks like he looks like a supervillain.
It's on like travel or something, and like yeah, some dude just bought Skinwalker, and he's allowed all these people to come in and like do digs and like fucking research.
Well, he doesn't
and
want
shit.
Them to do digs because
well, no, the head of security in quotes doesn't want him to do digs because he's been on the land for 20 years and he's seen some things and he knows what unearthing these things are gonna do.
Shoot him! Shoot him in the face! Bring the demons out!
One of the guys that bring the demons out.
What? Come on, what's this month's crisis going to be? It's going to be the fucking Skinwalkers.
That's Elmy's new intro music. Doof, 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 get them demons out. And it's already better than this current one.
Nice.
You took the words right out of my fucking soppy mouth.
No, one of the guys dug on the ranch, and then he ended up getting like this whole ass hematoma, and it separated his skin from his skull, and he was all fucked up.
Sick.
So, because when they were doing like nuclear bomb tests and stuff, the Skinwalker Ranch is next to the site, so the wind had blown like all the radioactive material on the to their ranch.
They showed the map, and that was a long ass wind.
Wind carry stuff. How do you think plants transfer and
talk that shit?
I mean, from like space to space, but this was like, hey, this happened way down here, and then the wind pushed it all the way.
Okay, well, how big is a mushroom cloud after a nuclear explosion?
Like 4 miles.
Yeah, so if it's 4 miles in the air and it's going this way,
that's based on nothing. I just gave you a number. I don't know that.
I don't know how. I mean, 4 miles seems accurate because it's pretty
high up in
the air.
It seemed right, though, right? Yeah, I can talk.
So if the cloud is falling,
this bitch is talking exponential oxygen expansion right now. Talk that shit, Dutchy.
So if the cloud is up in the air and it's falling and has wind, it has to reach some kind of radius of more than 4 miles.
Science.
Yeah, but that was like 4 states what they showed. They were like, that shit happened down here like almost in Mexico, and hey, we're over here practically in fucking Oklahoma.
Well,
you know that they store fucking nuclear bombs there and shit.
That was the new one I sent y'all. Well, did you see that longitude line or latitude line that goes across the whole fucking thing, and like all that shit is all on that line?
Yeah, the Earth
has a new one to dig
into. Well, it's no secret that like certain rocks have certain
Area 51, Skinwalker Ranch, Denver Airport.
Getting interrupted.
I'll tell you, all these things that are on that line, like the line of the Earth or whatever that goes across that one thing. All those sites are on the one line.
Okay,
that's what you know the line of the Earth, Dutch.
I know. Yeah, is that the equator? Or?
No.
It's one of them.
That's in South America.
There's fault lines everywhere.
Disrespectful wench. Yeah,
damn. This is North America. Get it right or get the fuck out.
Go on.
Anything else?
No, go on.
Are you sure?
No, nah, talk about that wind.
Go on. I want to hear all about your wind.
I'm not talking about the wind anymore. I'm just talking about
Tell me about your wind, girl.
I was talking about how like different electromagnetic fields affect the body and mind, and they cause you to hallucinate and like feel anxiety and things like that.
Do they cause you to hallucinate, or do they cause you to see things as they are?
The people call it hallucination, but it might be the other.
Yeah, the
but
fucking
our minds
squares.
Are so closed off that we don't know yet.
Yeah, that's why you got to open that shit.
I know. I need to go to New Jersey by myself.
Why?
And have a spiritual... Because I need experience.
And if I'm there, I'm going to cripple that?
We can't bring the children if we're going to be high as fuck.
They're going to be
Why
fine.
Not?
They're going to be fine.
They got adults up here.
I will broker Christina Almy to take care of them as she took care of me once before.
They've got their own kid to take care of.
Exactly.
They don't want two more.
Exactly. They want fucking five more. Have you ever listened to Jason Almy talk?
They better get going. His fucking balls are old.
God, just damn. Fucking adopt. Yo, his cum is dead. Just start adopting.
Are old.
I mean, yo, we have an overpopulation problem. Stop fucking having kids.
Well, coronavirus is taking care of that, I think.
They're taking care of the olds. They ain't taking care of the youngs.
Our population will be fine.
If they're even taking care of anything, right?
If it's even a fucking thing.
Tiger King has coronavirus, apparently, no.
Oh, everybody does. Mm-hmm. Everybody of some sort of social bearing has coronavirus. All the other people are just numbers.
Yeah.
They don't get put up in front of you.
Pretty much.
I heard motherfuckers dying in the hospital. Like, say you have a heart attack tomorrow, Adam. Like, I thought about shit like this, too, with all this going on, and, like, they won't let you in the hospital. Say you got some regular shit. Say you have a fucking stroke or something. You just fucking spaz out, and you're on the floor, and then you got to call 911, and you go to the hospital, and you die. They are testing everybody for coronavirus that's in the hospital, period. So if you happen to die from something not related to coronavirus while you're there and you're asymptomatic or whatever, they lump you into that death toll.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, are you surprised?
No.
Sir?
I mean, kinda. Hold on a second.
What do you
want? Lucas, go upstairs. No, you just had breakfast. Go.
When we're done, I'll get you a snack. You're not starving. You want a banana? You're welcome.
Player. All she wants to do is daytime shows when these kids are awake.
That's not all I want to do. Now that I don't have to go anywhere, Friday nights aren't going to be so bad. Just bring the whole bananas, Luke.
Hi, Dutchie.
Hi. I made pancakes.
How are you?
Good. I made pancakes and bacon for breakfast. And, of course, he didn't
want any. What kind of pancakes you make?
The only pancakes I could find were the mix and water ones because we don't have.
Lame.
I know. I usually make it from scratch, but then I was like, I'm not doing that this morning because it takes too much time. Because you have to make the batter and then let it sit for at least 30 minutes.
Yeah. You got to let it proof.
Yep. So I'm like, I'll just use the box stuff. So I just made that. But the bacon we had was terrible too because it was cut too thin. So I had to like just take like a whole bunch of it and throw it in a pan and separate it.
You should just get some pork belly and get a sharp knife and cut it down yourself.
I would love to do that.
Give this guy a fucking heart attack.
He doesn't need any help.
Yeah, it was the worst breakfast.
Yeah.
Is that what she was telling me about?
I was telling him about how the bacon was dog shit, but it still tasted all right.
I'm going to send you a recipe for super, super fluffy. They call them Japanese pancakes, just regular ass fucking pancakes. But Japan has these pancakes. Yeah, they're like dumb thick. Kind of like your boy over there.
Do you just mix like omelet batter in there or something? I heard that's how they do the...
It's you whip the egg with like soda water or something like that.
Okay.
I think. Or like a seltzer, I think. And then it'll almost be like a tempura. Mm-hmm. You know how tempura is super airy and shit? You just whip it down like that. And that then you add it in and you mix it. And then it goes and you let it sit and shit.
That's pretty sweet.
Super low temp. Yeah.
I would do that. I seen a video of they're making those. I think it was Japan. And it's kind of like that. Except for it looked like a souffle. It was like a really tall ass pancake, but it was like a souffle pancake.
Yeah.
That shit was cool. I could talk about food all day. I watched that Ugly Delicious on Netflix. Have you ever watched that?
Yo, I fucking love David Chen. Like, I fucking love Ugly Delicious. That show rules.
See? See? I know you've sat and watched the entire first season with me, but see? There's a cosign.
I also like, there's one on there. It only had one season. It was called Something Samurai.
Yeah, Samurai Showdown in them.
No, it was like a...
This fucking old man retires, all right? He used to be a fucking chef. He retires and he goes to all these restaurants, like, reliving life fucking lessons and shit and, like, talking about food and...
It's really cool.
Going out with, like, young girls and shit. And he's like, oh, no, this is how you get the meat.
Mm-hmm.
No, but man, cool dumb French and shit.
They do the...
But he's Japanese.
Oh, is that what that accent was?
Yeah, it was like, trying to be like...
Listen to me. This is how you grill the meat. I am totally Japanese. Well, dumb Americans. I will never forgive them for what they did to my homeland. 1942 was so difficult for me.
You sound like Frenchie from Rock of Love. Do you remember Frenchie from Rock of Love?
I don't.
I just, she was, I watched Botched with the doctors that were on the
Beverly. You watch so much dumb shit.
Well.
Yo, I'm not going to lie to you. I've been watching a lot of trash TV. Like every time I cook, I'm watching this shitty TV show on Food Network called like Food Truck Race or some shit.
Oh yeah, with Tyler, whatever his name is.
Oh my god, that show is so fucking dumb.
I know, I won't watch that one. I like The Kitchen. And
she got me watching Love Is Blind. We watched that on Netflix.
I watched two episodes of that, and then that girl stopped talking to me because she's afraid of the boogeyman flu. So I stopped watching that shit.
Oh, I made it like four or five in. And then I had to go to work because I'm essential as fuck. And I came home and she was like, do you want to finish that? And I'm like, dude, I already lost interest in that shit, dude. I don't fucking care. Not one bit.
Yeah.
It was good. Are we
back live on the show officially?
Well, I guess I'll work it in because I was going to tell y'all to stop talking.
Well, no, because Bobby Light's about to come in the house with a whole bunch of groceries.
Oh, okay. Let him come. That's
fine. I'm seeing him with he's wearing his fucking Corona mask and shit.
Oh, no.
Like a jackass. He just wants to do it to be fucking intimidating. He doesn't even believe, like, he just
does it to do it.
Yeah.
They've been posting pictures of people, like, with gloves on, but they're, like, eating with their gloves on.
So and stupid.
It's like, do you realize, like, what you're doing is ridiculous.
Transfer of,
yeah. Yeah. People are dumb.
I can see him in your glasses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here he comes. Glared. What up, boy?
Are you going to help him with the groceries?
No.
No.
Is there like a limit on meats and stuff up there?
No, I mean, I got unlimited meat. If anyone wants any, just come on over. Yeah, Bobby Light's got unlimited meat. You want to say hi to Chris and Dutch?
Brajol. Hey, you doing?
Hey, Bobby.
Damn, that's heavy-duty fucking mask. Anti-coronas. And it's so pink too.
I love you, Chris.
I love you,
babe. I love your mask.
I love you too much.
Oh shit! Oh shit!
A lot of that.
Oh, that was a whole ass dick root into fucking ribs into nipple.
That's right. There was a whole ass baby nip there. Historically speaking, the Simmons boys have very tiny nipples.
Not a bad thing. What do you say?
I don't know. Historically speaking, I was going to loop it back to people dying in the fucking hospital being attributed to something else, and then you went to something else, and then I was going to loop it back to Love Is Blind, but I don't even know where the fuck we are anymore. So
I wanted to talk to you about Jiro Dreams of Sushi, but I mean, because we were talking about food TV shows, but I'm not sure if you're going to cut that out or not.
Awesome.
It's just a show. It's a conversation. It's fine.
It's just a show. What they needed on that stupid show to maybe keep my interest or make it better is to have not everybody be fucking attractive. Because you come out of the show.
Yeah, I mean, we need some fucking Galagladorfs in there for sure.
Well, like wouldn't some smooth-talking fucking nerd, you know, that's like got this, you know, voice of gold and then comes out and they open up the thing and this 10 comes walking out to see fucking like me or Riley, you know, and then she's going to be like, oh, wait.
That Mark guy was not attractive at all. Like, I would be mad if I was.
He had a
which one was Mark?
The little Mexican guy.
That Mexican dude that had like a 12-pack, dude. Like, there ain't no bitch
that
ain't
gonna. His head was weird. He looked like a cricket.
So fucking what, dude?
Yo, so I thought that one of the dudes, the younger dude, was going to be dumb short, right? And she was going to be super tall, the fucking tall blonde chick.
Yeah.
And then they ended up being the exact same height. I'm like, what's fucking whack.
That chick sucked, but, man. I didn't like her at all. That chick sucked.
She's a bummer.
She was fucking crazy. I like the redneck crazy girl. That's my brand of crazy.
Amber.
Yeah.
Amber and Barnett.
I'd have been
they got hitched.
Totally fine with that.
They ended up getting together.
Is that redhead?
She was
kind of, yeah.
No, that was Elsie.
Oh. I don't know.
That was Elsie.
Which one was the dirty Irish girl that wears flip-flops to the bar and definitely smokes menthol cigarettes?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, dude.
She's the ex-Marine or whatever it was.
Now we're fucking talking. Oh, yeah, the tank girl. Yeah, now we're talking.
She and Barnett ended up hooking up, and then Mark and then Jessica ended up hooking up, which was like that 34-year-old from Chicago because they were both from Chicago. And
she sucked, though, man.
She
like,
did.
She reminds me of so many people's girlfriends that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
What'd he say?
Oh.
What the fuck did he just say?
Don't worry about
it. He was gay for days.
Shout out to roommates and them.
But then Cameron and what's her name got together.
I don't even remember any of these people.
Yeah, who? I need photographic assistance here, Dutchie.
Cameron was the tall white scientist.
Oh, he was the dork. That was Andrew Luck.
Yeah,
he's like, hey, how are you? I like words and plums. Shut up, nerd.
Did you make it to the episode?
Fuck out of here.
Dog, did you make it to the episode where he met the, because he hooked up with the black chick and then he had to meet the parents. Did you see that one?
No.
Her dad was like Samuel Jackson, man.
The dad fucking hated him because he was white devil. And the mom, she told the mom that he was a rapper in college. So the mom was like, well, why don't you show me what you got? And that motherfucker started rapping. Mm-hmm. And he was
really, did he have bars?
No, he did not have bars, but he flipped it to fucking like that Slim Shady black scent real fucking quick, dude. He dropped that dumb scientist from Maine fucking act real quick. And was like, yo, yeah. I'm on the wrong side of 8 Mile.
Yeah, I think I live next door to one of those dudes.
Really? Oh, that guy? God, we gotta get that episode out, dude.
I know, really.
That kitchen fight.
Oh, that kitchen fight's not even on the audio because I was like, oh no, like I don't want to incriminate Bobby Moore
in case there's a murder in my yard
and because he's gonna fucking beat the shit out of this guy. But then it ended up not being it. But then immediately following that was like the most Sam PC best fucking thing that we could have done, and we didn't get it, and I'm very upset. I don't even remember what it was.
Are you sure we didn't get anything?
Oh, we did. The parental advisory N-bombs, where I was talking and Bobby was dropping the N-bomb in my conversation.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We're back on for that, I think.
I don't think so.
I don't know. It's been so long ago now. We gotta dig it up and finish it. What else? They fucking pushed a bunch of shit because of this. Oh, obviously everything's shut down, but like I saw a graphic yesterday of some of the shit that actually got pushed because of the stupid fucking coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Did you know that they're making a sequel to Venom?
Really? Why?
I don't know. I've never saw Venom, but the poster had Venom face to face with Carnage, and Woody Harrelson is Carnage.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson was at the end of Venom, but Woody Harrelson is just going to be a bad Carnage. Like, he's too fucking Woody Harrelson. Like, oh, look out, it's Zombieland 4. Now I got teeth. Bah. Like, go fuck yourself, dude. I need like a psychopath. I need someone who is just like maniacal and like manipulative and like bloodthirsty. I need someone who looks like Bobby Light but is like gonna like is covered in human blood.
Who's the
like I need one of those savages from fucking Vikings or something to be Carnage, and Woody Harrelson ain't fucking doing it, Jack.
I didn't
what
know
about the guy that played Green Goblin?
Willem Dafoe?
Yeah, he's got that weird like
he's old as piss.
So what?
Yeah, but he's old as fuck. There was a firefight. He ain't fucking doing none of that
but
shit.
He's got like that creepy face. Like he's got a creepy villain face.
I forget.
Yeah, of course he does. But luckily for us, it's not on fucking. I mean, it should be on fucking computers. They should just like. You ever see The Adventures of Tintin?
No.
The movie that they did?
I know Rin Tin Tin.
Yo, fucking Google that shit, because they motion capped everyone's face, but it was an animated movie, but they had real actors and shit.
It was like that Beowulf or like the Fantasy movie.
Fantasy 7? Shut up. You're fucking stupid. Fucking Google Tintin.
I know what Tintin is.
I do not.
I'll Google it for your sake then, damn it.
Well, that's like the Polar Express, Tom Hanks.
Yes, same fucking premise.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm Googling
so
Google.
Definitely don't Google Rim like I just did.
Why is Mick Foley in our Google search?
Shut the fuck up. That's for something later.
Okay.
This motherfucker didn't know who Mick Foley was.
Okay, I know who that is now. Didn't he used to be a comic?
Yeah, that's The Adventures of Tintin.
That's what the movie
That motherfucker. Like a whole ass Tom Hanks. Yeah. So if you do Willem Dafoe motion capped with his face like that, that would be sick. Like if you had like Bendy Dick Cummy Snatch when he was the Desolation of Smaug, Beneficial Cucumber was a whole ass dragon. He was a butt naked, sexy ass dragon, according to Bobby Moore. And he was laying on gold and like collecting coins, and he was like crawling around on the floor and shit. You just do one of them with Willem Dafoe. You hang him upside down when he's got like lava coming off his face and shit, and he's cutting people up. That would be fucking dope.
Tintin looks like that motherfucker Caillou all grown up.
Yo, shout out to Caillou.
That's the worst show.
Fucking nobody but parents are going to understand that.
Yo, can you do me a fucking favor, please?
What?
Okay, and you can cut it out if it's terrible, okay? I need you to Google Little B Caillou. Little B, L-I-L-B, Caillou.
How the fuck you spell Caillou?
You had it. It's C-A-I-L-L.
Should it be freestyle?
I don't know.
Should I play this?
Yeah. No, you should definitely play this.
Shout out to Jay flipping them.
We do not own the rights to this song.
I'm mad for nothing. I'm Caillou, bitch. Fuck door this boy, Caillou. Bass freestyle, suck my dick, bitch.
This is my fucking jam.
Pussy ball like Caillou. Swag, swag like Caillou. I'm good, nigga, how are you? Go way back like Caillou. Hat back like Caillou. I don't match like Caillou.
It's worth it just for the visual of you dancing.
So dumb like Caillou. I'm PBS like Caillou.
I'm PBS like Caillou.
My dick fresh like Caillou. She get wet like Caillou.
Okay, you get, no, you understand.
I want to hear the rest of it.
The greatest line in rap history.
My dick's wet like Caillou?
No, her pussy bald like Caillou. I don't match like Caillou. Yeah. I'm PBS like Caillou. I'm good. How you? I need Bobby Moore to do the other part, the one word that I left out.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
So that's Lil B, the bass god. And if you guys aren't familiar with Bass God,
you know we're not.
He's the Bass God. I don't know what song it is, but he's got a song where he opens up and goes, "First I park my car." Oh, it's Chicken Soup. Is it Chicken Soup? Wonton Soup. That's it. It's called Wonton Soup.
Thank you, Bobby.
He goes, "First I park my car, then I fuck your bitch." She smells like wonton soup. Whoop. Eat that wonton soup. Swoop. It's fucking incredible. He is an American poet. And I think now, because it's the apocalypse, everyone should appreciate Lil B the Bass God.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's it. Now he is essentially he is the hip hop community's Andrew WK. He came out with a lot of really ridiculous music. And then now he's like a public speaker and he just like wants kids to like be friends and shit.
Oh, he looks like fucking somebody that's in the back.
Like Usher.
No, he looks like a background dancer from a Boys to Men video in fucking 1989.
Can I see the picture that you have?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I've got to
fucking her pussy bald like Caillou.
I got to play it now because you gave me the fucking build up.
Oh, that's my dude. Look at the bass god.
Never heard this before.
Hey, when they pull us from Spotify, I'm gonna have you fight the fucking claim, dude.
You swag to the maximum. Swag on 100,000, 100 trillion. Oh, goddamn base god. I love my car. Swoop. Then I drive my roof. Swoop. Look like wonton soup. Swoop. That's just how I do. Swoop. Then I park my car. Swoop. Then I fuck your bitch. Swoop. Eat that wonton soup.
Damn, son, like where'd you find this?
I love my car. Swoop. Then I drive my roof. Swoop. Like wonton soup. Swoop. That's just how I do.
Swag, swag.
Is that pretty much the gist of it right there?
Oh, yeah.
Like he's laying on like the fucking Easter mm-hmm. Island head
yep.
reading a magazine and shit.
Yep, yep. He's out on a fucking hammock and he's getting a massage by a naked girl. And he's laying out on his car and he's just eating wonton soup. Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, that's it.
Sick.
That's the fucking bass god, dog.
That's the best. I guess we'll vicariously live through shit like that right now when we can't go outside, yeah.
Mm. I mean, look, shout out to wonton soup and them, because, I mean, how good is fucking wonton soup?
It's my favorite soup.
You know?
That's the most compelling argument ever. I mean, shout out to wonton soup, because how good is wonton soup?
Better than egg drop.
Egg drop soup's
It high. Is. It's not nearly as good as Cream of Sauvignon Guy, but it is pretty fucking good.
Adam, I have an overwhelming...
Yes, dear.
I have an overwhelmingly large group of Florida stories that are coronavirus populated, but do you want to bust them out?
I mean, this is your show. I know that I have taken over.
I expect it. I expect it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be here to generate content.
Woo, doggy. Hey, Beatrice.
Yeah?
Get your ass in here. These No Offense boys about to do welcome to Florida again.
Let me grab the natty.
Oh, shit, and I thought my family was fucked up.
Every week our What the Fuck Florida stories are sponsored by Official Clothing. Go to official.com, O-H-F-I-S-H-L, and use code HTNOS or SAMPC to save 25% off your beautiful handcrafted t-shirts, hats, and jewelry. Official Clothing.
Live by your own rules.
Look good in the end of days.
We ain't dying.
Duchess.
What?
Well, hold on. Before I go there, one little bit of Florida man news. Did you see Tom Brady moved into Derek Jeter's house this week?
What?
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
That's a good house.
That's a conflicting ideology, though, because, like, Boston's moving into New York.
Yeah, but I mean, like, as per usual, New York has laid the groundwork for Boston, okay? We're better than you. Suck a whole dick. And when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers go 8-8, y'all motherfuckers need to apologize to me.
Who?
They know who they are. The Plunge. Well, Riley doesn't have to apologize to anything because he is a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan now. But Davis, Hunter, Just Dave, Bin Bin, all the other fucks. Tom Brady's not a good quarterback. He's not.
I just thought
he's a really, really, really good system quarterback.
I just thought it was funny he moved into Derek Jeter's house. I didn't have any takes on him.
Derek Jeter, on the other hand,
is a mediocre quarterback at best.
I'm going to fucking literally drive down there and kill you in 16 hours. I'll speed. Don't ever talk about baseball Jesus like that again. Okay?
He's not football anything.
Baseball Jesus.
I said he was a mediocre quarterback. Stay with
me. I bet he's not. That dude's got a fucking cannon attached to his arm. Show some goddamn respect.
He's 62.
Bitch, you 62. He's a fresh ass 27.
Shut the fuck up.
Rings, motherfucker. What? Eat it.
Crack.
Crack.
Dutchie.
So Derek Jeter's house is great because Cameron Diaz got fucked there and so did a bunch of
random supermodels.
So now Tom Brady gets to kiss his kids on the mouth somewhere where an adult had fun. Congratulations, Tom Brady.
So many Tampa girls lost their virginity in that house, yeah?
Dude, for sure. I mean, look, a lot of girls lost a lot of things in that place, but they left with
herpes.
A gift basket that had driven by Derek Jeter, his fragrance, now sold at Macy's.
And herpes.
Sure.
And no, I mean, if anyone could beat herpes, it's him.
Well, I mean, at the top of this show, you said you had coronavirus, and I specifically said last week that there were so many things in your body already that if anyone is immune to coronavirus, it's gotta be you. So I don't know what to believe anymore. Up is down. I don't know who's telling me what.
I mean, look, I might be asymptomatic, but
definitely,
you know,
dormant.
I'm not going to die from it.
What? Duchess, mm-hmm. You wanted to, or you've been having to deal with homeschooling.
Yeah, it's been terrible.
There's a story in our Florida stories that I think you could relate to.
Okay.
We're in Orlando, where a Florida man hacked into an online learning class and exposed himself.
Oh my gosh, they don't do that.
Get the fuck out of here, really?
Yeah, dude, it's only been a week, man. They don't have firewalls in place. They don't have fucking security measures. Florida men want to show their dicks and they're inside, so they're going to do it on the internet.
God damn. I mean, I guess he drove by the school and he was like, shit, nobody's here.
It's not.
Let me download Zoom on my phone.
It's not super long, but it says.
That's what she said.
A man gained access to the online learning session of an Orange County public school class and exposed himself, according from a memo to the school from the school district. It is not known what the school or grade level what is affected. Authorities and the school administration handled the situation, in quotes, according to the memo, but no other details have been released. The district sent a message to parents of students who were affected, saying that Zoom is not a district-supported application, and the district has strongly strongly encourage teachers to use district-supported apps such as blah, 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 blah for their conferencing needs. Now, this led me down a slight rabbit hole of this other bitch from L.A. that is making a TikTok fame on Zoom bombing. It's a new thing called Zoom bombing, to the point where she's crashing classes, and now she's become a thing on TikTok, so people DM her the codes for their classes the next day, so she'll make an appearance. Stupid. So this bitch gets up at 6, they did like a slight interview with her. She gets up at 6 in the morning, checks her DMs, gets all her fucking codes laid out, does the logistics of where she's going to go when, and then just sits at her computer hopping into fucking classes all day.
Stupid.
And then recording it and getting fucking mad likes and hits on the goddamn internet.
See, it's funny you say that because a couple of the kids that, because Logan does Zoom with his class. They have a 9 a.m. meeting with all his classmates and his teacher. Then they have a 12 o'clock, like lunch, whatever.
He don't even comb his hair.
So a lot of the, boy, I made him comb his hair yesterday.
He gets up looking like a fucking scumbag.
He's got like hair just like, boop, don't even care. Just,
ain't brushed boop. His teeth in fucking a week.
Well, let me get him a haircut, nothing.
Ain't changed his clothes since he's been in quarantine.
A couple of these dumb kids decided they were going to record their Zoom meeting and then post it on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I guess the school found out.
From his class?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
So that's, like, a total invasion of privacy to put that on the internet. So, like, there was, like, this whole big thing about it. But, yeah, you can't be doing that. She's going to get arrested.
Well, what did you want to say? You said, like, last night when I said, hey, what do you got for the show? And you were like, what about fucking homeschool? Because blue, 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 blue. And you looked like you had a whole ass thing you wanted to go off on.
My sister is a... is a teacher.
Talk that shit, Dachi. Let's go. This is the kind of content we need.
She goes, folds her hands, goes, my sister.
She is a teacher. I respect all teachers. I respect teachers that are parents. She posts stories about how it's so much harder for her being a teacher while she's a parent. I feel everybody that has to teach their kids while doing a full-time stay-at-home job is struggling right now. And school isn't all day for these kids. Like when Logan gets up, he starts at 8. He's probably done by noon or 1 because it's only a few hours worth of work.
Yeah.
So at the same time, I was like, I get it. But her kids aren't even in school yet. Like the one is the same age as Luke. He's not in kindergarten yet. And so I feel like it's not. I feel like she's like saying stuff that she shouldn't be saying. Because it's just making everybody else pissed off. Mainly me.
You're just so pissed off because you're in the house.
Well, that's what I mean. But it's like, you think that we don't understand that the teachers are having a hard time adapting to all this
shit?
She
just wants someone to pat her on the back and say, you're the best.
I know it's not just her. I know it's other teachers too. But I'm like, everybody's having a hard fucking time right now. Like
you got to understand that she doesn't have like a teacher's lounge where she can drink coffee and smoke cigarettes and be like, God damn, Mrs. Kerboppel, can you see you fucking see this dickhead who showed up in the same hoodie for the last 20 fucking 3 weeks in a row? And he's like, yeah, fucking that jackass and blah, blah, blah. And then the teacher that sucks dick is just like, I'm gonna stay quiet because I'm gonna try and suck some dick later. There's like a whole, she's missing all of the fucking interaction of like, you know, when you have a bad day at work. And you're just like, I fucking hate trucks, like, or, you know, whatever. Like, sometimes I'll have a fucking really shitty day at work and I'm like, customers. But like, she just wants to fucking expel. That's it. And the internet is like a breeding ground for toxic conversation. And she knows that if she says something that is polarizing, she's going to get interactions, and that bitch is bored. I'm only calling you bitch because I don't know your name. But that bitch is bored. And she needs something to do, like read a book or watch Lion or Tiger King or whatever the fuck it's called.
Lion she or needs Tiger to watch King.
Either one of them. I mean, they're all of them are available. Shout out to Mufasa in them. So she just like she needs input. She needs like get that bitch a puzzle and a puzzle match. Shout out to Riley. Like she needs something. So she's just putting it out there. Like I'm the fucking the mediocreist. I'm like, yeah, we get it. Here's a like. Here's a fucking little react emoji. Oh, go like. Fuck yourself.
Yeah, I had a thing written out and I had backspaced on it because her and I just started talking not too long ago. So I'm like, I don't want to fuck.
Yeah, I mean, and you're all fucking hopped up because you haven't seen the sun in fucking 2 weeks. Yeah, and both of your sons are a fucking pain in the dick. Yeah. They're playing Minecraft with their titties out and shit, eating fucking Red Baron pizza, running around, making a goddamn mess. And your fucking hunk of a husband here with his dumbass hairline is just kind of mosey on it and like, oh, hey, everyone, I got fucking Firehouse subs. How we doing? Bah, bah, bah.
I wish.
You know, like, there's a lot of conflict in you. Okay, so the human brain needs conflict to function. I know that sounds crazy, no. But like, so humans evolved in chaos, yeah. Right? And 10,000 years ago, we were getting chased by jaguars. We had chaos. We had external stressors. Now we don't have external stressors because we live in fucking townhouses and we have many leather-bound books. And what did you call them earlier?
Antiquities.
My antiquities, my collection of antiquities. I have many assorted jars.
You're like the old Chinese man that fucking Indiana Jones is going to have to go to get the fucking key to some crystal skull somewhere in the fucking.
Yeah, I got a fucking rock on a fucking string and shit. And I'm like, whoa, whatever.
You just got
so anyway.
Yeti tooth back there on the shelf and shit that's going to unlock the fucking nice. Gates to the kingdom of skulls.
Take this. I mean, I do love Skyrim enough to build that around my house. So, I mean, we could definitely make that happen. But, okay, so we have eliminated all of the external stressors. And now, especially that you don't have traffic or your coworkers to yell at or interactions with customers all day or, you know, paperwork or memos and shit like that, people are going fucking nuts. So you need to do some fucking working out or, you know, get fucked in your ass or something, whoever is freaking out. Not you, Dutchie. Obviously, please keep your anus intact for as long as you'd like. Shout out to Bobby Moore.
As long as you'd like.
Well, a party is a party, Jack. I don't give a fuck. Y'all motherfuckers want to put things in your butt? Go ahead. Yeah, this is America, bitch. So you need stressors, and she needs stressors. So you two are just like, I'm fucking. There was a point of contention there at one point. I want to feed into it. It's a good thing that you fucking deleted it because that shit would have blown up.
Yeah.
Heftily.
I just don't like when people post one side of everything, and it's like, do you think that not everybody's having trouble right now? Like, I don't know how to
of course.
Add decimals together. I'm learning with him just as he is because he's like, I need help. I don't understand this. So I'm not a teacher. I don't know what their curriculum is. I'm learning just as him. I'm watching YouTube videos while I'm trying to do my full-time fucking job so he gets the answers right and he doesn't fail. Because this week is all graded.
Like, I'm going to simplify this. I'm going to simplify this for you. Dutch hates virtue signaling of any type. If you need to,
as she should.
If you need to get online and you need to fucking have posted something so someone can tell you good job, she's like, I don't like you and we need to cease talking. Like that's her biggest fucking thing. Like she hates any type of shit where you feel like you're fishing for a good
post,
job.
Like good deeds and shit. You don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. I'm like, whatever. Fuck off. You do that.
Yeah. Because if you're really doing it, you don't have to talk about it.
Exactly. I don't have bragging about all the good deeds I've done. You fucking do it for yourself. You don't do it for the other person too. But
well,
I mean,
nobody likes
that. I never post on Facebook. I rarely post on Facebook unless we go to Disney and it's pictures of the kids so my family can see and like because my dad lives in Indiana still. But like I don't post, oh, having a bad day today because I'm not.
Don't even ask.
Yeah. What's wrong?
Oh, my God. Don't even ask. What's wrong? Sad react. Don't even ask. Yeah, I'll DM you.
I don't want to make it.
And then I'll DM you fucking 47 times. It's like, right. Why are there 73 comments? Oh, it's just one comment and you fucking talking about it. Great. So just make that the post. Get a fucking podcast. Like, just talk about it. Just talk.
For real.
Just fucking talk. Get over your fucking self,
but
please.
Other than that, I mean, it hasn't been that bad. I think the hardest thing is trying to keep Lucas occupied so he's not bothering us while we're trying to do our work. Because
you said Logan was
going to
get kicked out of fucking class yesterday.
So apparently.
You're going to get kicked out of a fucking online class.
Well, they were having a meeting and apparently he was like drawing or something on with like this. You can like add backgrounds and stuff. So yeah.
Drawing mad,
like,
dicks. Say,
like,
mad dicks.
No,
say mad dicks.
She's like the host of this thing and I guess somebody's drawing and she's like, I think I know who it is. And she said it was Logan. And then she's like, Logan, if you don't take that off right now, I'm going to kick you out of this chat and you're not going to be allowed back. And she's just going off and he's like looking like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like he says it wasn't him. Like, I don't know. And so she's like, all right, I'll let you stay.
He's sitting where you are to me, though. This is their work environment right here. She sits where I am. She does work. He sits right there and does school.
I can hear his teacher yelling at him. And I'm looking at him like dead eyes, like, what the fuck are you doing right now? And he's like, it's not me. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what I'm doing.
That dick.
You know, Dutch, you know what I would have done? I would have got on there and started drawing dicks. Straight up. I would have been like, oh, hey, check this out. You like this angle? How about this angle? This one is a rhinoceros. Like, I would have done, but like, oh, yeah, look, I'm a creative bitch. What's up? You want to talk about drawing?
Working on a big veiny bastard.
But then
bastard.
They expect these kids to like,
that's right.
Like print out workbooks and stuff. Like we spent money on a laptop for him, and I just bought him a printer last week because he needs it for school. I'm like, some families can't do that shit. Some families can't work from. That's another thing that kind of pisses me off is these people that are like, stay at home and save lives. I'm like, bitch, not everybody has the luxury to work from home. Shut your fucking mouth and do what you want to do and let people live their lives. Just because the world stops don't mean bills do. Bitch, shut up. Pisses me off so bad.
That bitch.
Talk that fucking shit, Dutchie.
That bitch. Bitch.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Hey, I'm happy I'm essential, but at the same time, I don't want to go out. All of y'all are staying home. I get mad FOMO when I got to leave the house. I'm like, I want to fucking stay at home.
What? Watch bro, you want to trade right fucking now?
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's do it. Okay. Fucking Rob Schneider.
Fucking Clearwater, Adam. A woman claiming to have coronavirus was arrested after coughing in a paramedic's face.
Punch her in her throat.
Yep. Kill that bitch.
Just fucking punch her in her throat. Be like, oh, you want to cough? Go ahead. Now you have a fucking cough for the rest of your life.
Let me save you a hospital bill, bitch.
Yeah, for real.
It goes a little something like this. LaDonald Holmes.
Ugh, stupid.
38. Had been laying in bed with her boyfriend. This bitch's name is
LaDonald. That's a female name?
LaDonald. I love it. Her boyfriend. Yes. Early
Maybe
Wednesday
she's a
morning.
Transy.
A transy?
Transgender? Ooh.
Well, I've heard tranny before, but never transy.
Well, I just started something, I guess.
Want to be starting something. Laying in bed with her boyfriend early Wednesday morning in their home in Clearwater. She wanted to have sex with the man, but he did not want to have sex with her because he was planning to get back together with... She was planning to get back together with her ex-husband. Holmes became, quote, very agitated and roundhouse kicked her boyfriend in the nose.
God damn, she's a whole ass karate master.
She followed it up.
Maybe
with
don't
a punch.
Punch her in the throat, huh?
Sensei LaDonald.
She followed it up with a punch and broke his nose. Reports note that Holmes is a black belt in martial arts.
There you go.
Y'all
are, yeah, but which martial art? That don't mean shit.
Yeah, quote, right. Martial arts.
I know fucking 12-year-olds that are black belts in karate. Oh, you break a couple of wooden boards, bitch. Cool.
Her boyfriend called 911 and fled. When deputies arrived on the scene, home was still laying in bed. When they attempted to arrest her, she reportedly fell to the ground. Deputies were concerned she may have been suffering from a medical episode and called the Lake EMS to the scene. While paramedics attempted to secure Holmes to a stretcher, she coughed in the paramedic's face and shouted, "I got coronavirus." Deputy noticed that copious amounts of saliva, end quote, landed on the paramedic's face.
Ugh.
Holmes was arrested on charges of felony battery and battery on a paramedic, was transported to Leesburg Regional Medical Center, blah, 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 Lake County Jail, released after $7,000 bond. Is this going to be a thing now where like...
Old soppy mouth LaDonald.
Copious amounts of saliva.
Copious amounts of fucking slurping it up. Her mouth was dumb wet from trying to suck some dick, and then she was like, got karate, got karate, got, you know?
Got karate, got milk, got bitch.
Karate.
You're supposed to make noise.
First of all, if some girl tried to fucking roundhouse kick me, do you know how fucking fast I would put that bitch on the ground? Like, if you're actually fucking coming after me, and like, I don't care that like we've had sex. I'm gonna pick you up and slam you into the ground like fucking Goldberg, bitch. Like you're gonna end here. Fuck you, your soppy mouth and your dumb fucking karate. What's the matter? You can't block a kick, move in, shoot a double leg, and fucking jack that bitch up like the Big Show, and then fucking just fucking end her. Get the fuck out of here, weak ass cuck bitch. Fuck you and your fucking corona mouth. She out here trying to have sex with people. She got the corona mouth. And then she wasn't doing all that fucking karate shit with the fucking paramedics was there because they got them fucking defibrillators. And they were like, nah. So she went, and I'm going to spit on you like I'm a whole ass camel. Fuck that camel, bitch.
But I don't think she actually had it, though. I think this is going to be a new thing.
I don't think so either.
Dude, you get pulled over by the cops for speeding and shit, and then you're like, oh, I can't roll my window down because I got the Rona, you know? Like, fucking, that's going to be a thing now, and nobody's going to fucking question you.
Yeah, shout out to Bobby Moore.
In a related story in Jacksonville, Florida man was arrested for allegedly spraying liquid that he claimed infected people with coronavirus. This is going to be like a fucking trend now, dude.
Remember,
bro, you know, like when people were throwing piss on each other in like the fucking subway?
That old man with the squirt gun that had pee in it?
I don't know. I don't know that. Tell me about that. Tell me about that.
That was
I don't
a
know
Florida
that.
Story a long time ago where an Fuck old man yeah, had a squirt gun full of piss and he was shooting.
Do I remember that?
Squirt gun.
God,
people.
There's been so many of them.
Are you asking us or yourself? Do I remember this?
I usually need confirmation from this one over here. What
yeah,
I
dude, you remember it. What happened?
There was an old man that was pissing in a squirt gun and he would just go down the street and just squirt people with his piss.
Super soak that hoe?
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, he was super soaking that hoe. Florida. He said, first I park my car, then I squirt your bitch.
Wonton soup in them.
Then I make her squirt.
This is that fucking whole ass wonton soup.
Squirt.
Florida man's been charged with using a hoax weapon of mass destruction after he claimed he infected a local business with a coronavirus.
Mass destruction. David was he Clay. Fucking destroying the fucking toilet paper supply? Get the fuck out of here.
I got to pull this fucker up, too. I forgot to pull his mug up. David White, 50, was arrested Sunday after he walked up to a Jacksonville business with a container labeled COVID-19.
Oh, my God. That is a white-ass 50-year-old name.
I'm dyslexic as fuck, so at first I thought it said Dana White. But when he says he's got a container labeled COVID-19, I envision he's got like the fucking vial from Resident Evil and shit with like mad, like colorful things inside it and shit. And then just a piece of masking tape on it that says COVID-19.
Not even duct tape.
Written in fucking Sharpie.
Yeah, like, dude.
A little dash and shit.
Yo, finna get the virus.
Yeah.
It's
a fucking kaleidoscope. He's just like, I got it. Check it out. It's green.
Better do what I say. It didn't even say what kind of business it was. I don't know if he was trying to rob a bank or what, but it says White was identified early on in a joint investigation by the sheriff's office and the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force.
I'm the fucking Joint Terrorism Task Force. What's up?
He's been charged.
Mad Elf.
He's been charged with manufacture, possession, sale, delivery, display, use, and attempted or threatened use of a weapon of mass destruction or a hoax weapon of mass destruction. Mm-hmm. Following the incident, officials say the business took proper precautionary measures and the area was clean.
And now everyone's wearing masks and gloves and shit just in case. Fuck out of here.
My sister had an ex-boyfriend that robbed a Walgreens with a water gun.
Who?
His name is Robert something.
Simmons.
No.
say Simmons.
Robbie something. I forget his last name.
Well, I'm trying to find this motherfucker's mugshot.
That's him. His eyebrows are tattoos.
Well, hold on until I can share it for Adam.
He's got microblading in them.
No, they're whole ass words. I can't make out what the words are.
Oh, sick. It says piss here.
I can't see what it says even. It looks like it
Yo,
says.
Yo, blow that shit up.
Make it bigger.
I don't know how on the share screen.
Click on it. You did it. Congratulations.
Did that work for you?
No. Click the link.
I did.
So do you have to share that one now instead of the other one?
Oh, yeah. Now it opened in a separate fucking tab. God damn it.
You fucking... Someone didn't take their alpha brain.
You'd be surprised to know that they did.
Oh, really? Is that why you forgot to mention it on your own fucking podcast?
No, because you took the reins on my fucking on it read, and then we went on to something else.
God, look at that guy. He looks like a fucking SoundCloud rapper.
I still can't see what his eyes say. I think the one eye says hands, and the other eye says like something else, like hand
sanitizer.
I think he's a juggalo.
It says like hands down or something. Like he's a big fucking Dashboard Confessional fan or
no
something.
Way.
Look at him, dude.
It says Hatchet Man on it.
It says something across the top of his head.
Your hair is everywhere. Screaming infidelities.
His forehead says broken.
Yeah, that's
sick.
It says
he is a Dashboard Confessionals fan. This fucking emo ass bitch. Fuck you. Go hide in a refrigerator and cry about your fucking dead parents. You fucking bitch. The fuck out of here. Fuck you and fuck Jimmy Eat World. The wow. Fuck.
Oh no, easy, I love easy, Jimmy Eat World.
Easy. All right.
Fuck Jimmy Eat World.
Man.
Hey.
All right.
They ain't Silverstein and they ain't Census Fail, bitch.
I like Census Fail.
What?
Now I'm sad because he doesn't like Jimmy Eat World.
What? I had one, as, with all this negative Corona Florida shit, I had one uplifting coronavirus story. Fort Myers.
The guy who got pee in his mouth from the squirt bottle guy didn't get coronavirus. Yay.
Fort Myers, a Florida man left a $10,000 tip on his, he's a regular at this fucking place. He wanted to support the restaurant while they were shut down and left a $10,000 tip to split between 20 employees at the restaurant.
That's nice.
So they each got a $500 bump.
Damn.
And I thought that was fucking cool because
faster
he's,
than Trump's money's gonna get here.
Well, and that's
bro, you know, the, who's,
what
who's
I read.
He fucking.
You're right. Even what I read was that you know, this extra tip money for these people or whatever is mm-hmm. half of what the fucking stimulus is gonna be or whatever.
Right.
Which I thought it was dope. He's a regular. You know, and that's another thing I saw firsthand with work this week, too, because like I said, I had this chick from the bars with me, and one of her accounts was doing lunch, like a to-go type thing, so we went over and we picked up like a to-go order, and we get there, and we're in front of this place, and we're just talking with like some of the other people from work, and there's this dude sitting across the parking lot, and he's got a fold-up chair, and he's fishing in a retention pond, and the fucking waitress comes out of the bar and walks across the parking lot and sets a bottle down on his fucking thing or whatever and gives him some food and then goes back to the building. And we're like, who the fuck is that? Oh, he's a regular, but since we're shut down, you know, he still wants to support us. So he's just going to go over there and quote unquote fish, and we're going to give him fucking food and beer, and he's going
that's
to,
awesome
he's gonna tip
that
us.
Guy's that guy's living the fucking dream. His wife ain't nowhere to be found. He's got a pretend ass fucking fit, like he's playing Animal Crossing for real.
just get them cola chilling, cans, dude.
That motherfucker is just searching for loose tires and fucking license plates and shit.
Mm-hmm. Adam, do you know how obsessed her and I used to be with Animal Crossing? And
do you know how obsessed the internet is with Animal Crossing right now?
No, I'm talking like 2003.
I know, but they re-released it on fucking Pokemon Go or whatever the fuck. That
yeah, I'm too old for that shit now. I ain't got
Nintendo
nothing.
Switch.
Nah, I ain't got nothing to do with it now. But in 2003, pre-kids, living at her fucking mom's house and shit, we used to have to like, all right, you can play for an hour, and then I'm going to play for an hour, and then you can play for an hour, and then I would have to go to work, and she didn't have no job, and I'd come back and be pissed because she would change the internal fucking clock on the system to go into different seasons to catch fish that I didn't yep. have access to, and then put the shit back by the time I got home. And I'm like, how dare you? How fucking dare you go to winter when it's full-ass spring? Knowing I can't it's get true. That fish.
I didn't have a job because I got bit by that dog and I couldn't work.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, man, we were obsessed with Animal Crossing.
Used to visit the raccoon and like buy his cassette tapes.
Yeah, fucking then... Tom Nook.
Tom Nook is a tanuki. He's not even a fucking raccoon.
Shout out to Tom Nook and them.
Nice.
Hey, so when we had your co-host on a couple of weeks ago, or maybe
sorry, I was looking at pictures of pizza because I miss it.
Yeah, that looks good. That's a pizza.
Yeah, that's a pizza. Sorry. So you had Bobby Moore on your show?
Yeah, and you gave him a list of questions that he didn't really care for, I don't think, too much. Like, he didn't really like your line of questioning. I didn't think it was too bad, but I mean, like, you...
Well, you set me up because you were like, Adam gave me all this. You should have just been like, hey, what's it like fucking only white women? You know?
Well... You know, I didn't set it up properly, and that's just because, you know, whatever. I lacked the
There's the like promise. A level of abrasion if I ask these questions. That's why I asked you to ask them.
And I told him that because there's a level of transparency that I like to project to my friends and my guests. And there's nothing going on back here. It's all what you see, okay? Nothing behind the curtain. So in the interest of full yin and yang, okay?
Shout out to Ali.
Bobby sent me some questions to ask to you.
Fuck yeah.
Let's get into it. Question number one. Adam, when are you ever going to grow your hair down long to look like this Mick Foley picture? And I have to share my screen to show you this Mick Foley picture. And I copied these exactly word for word. So as I read them, that's how Bobby...
Yeah, I know. I mean, yeah.
Because when I saw grow your hair down long, I was like, what a weird way to fucking say
yeah,
that.
That's... You got to grow your hair down long, just like this Mick Foley picture.
So he wants to know when you're going to have your hair.
I mean, like I'm going to get my hair cut after this. That is so it would have been right now.
Look, that what
that's
he
a nice head of hair.
What he looks like right there is the fucking kid from Stranger Things grown up.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. He's got the same amount of teeth in his head, too.
Dude, I don't know nothing about a wrestler. I don't, man. But I know who he is because Riley shamed me on sports. Well, Riley shamed me on sports last week, I believe, about it. or was it On the Plunge? I don't know.
Yep. What it was one. I mean, aren't they the same thing? But
so yeah, he wants to know when you're going to go full white afro.
I should, because like, look,
I've been looking at the curl the whole time. I just didn't know what the whole thing was looking like.
Your boy's got some hair on him, but I'm actually just about to go cut it all off.
Where are you going to get that done? Because I need to get my thin ass hairline fucking adjusted, and I got nowhere to go.
Friend of the podcast, Born. He's my barber. Bobby's barber is his brother. So, I mean, I'm never going to ask him to go anywhere else. But Born is our man's. He's part of the tribe. And I got to keep my man's employed. So,
good for you, dog.
Plus, I'm like one of four of white customers that he has. So, he needs all the practice he can get.
All right. So, not soon, I guess, is the answer to that question.
Correct. I mean, it's a bummer. Sorry, dude. I know that you want me to have... He just, you know what he wants? He wants me. We had this conversation. If he was white, he would have lacrosse player hair. You know what I'm talking about when I say that, right?
Man bun?
Yeah. Like long man bun lacrosse player hair. Mm-hmm. If I was black, I would have Killmonger hair, right?
Yeah. So
I want Bobby to grow his hair out like Killmonger, and he wants me to grow it out like
Mick Foley.
Fucking Mick Foley. But it's just not going to happen. It's not a feasible option. Sorry.
It's just not in the cards.
No.
Okay.
Damn.
I mean, it is kind of. I'm at that point right now where if like I just don't get a haircut, like I can get there soon. Plus, we're in quarantine, but it's like it's in my face. And I'm going to have to start wearing man buns again soon. So.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. That's not okay.
No.
Number two, and this one I'm interested in as well. When are you getting Bobby Moore's face tatted on your arm from a bet you lost 2 years ago?
It is on my leg, sir. And as soon as the quarantine is over, I've already set up the appointment.
Did you really?
I did. Okay. Yeah, I have the artwork done and everything. But instead, I was supposed to, the day that I got my Tanuki Pisaiol, I was supposed to also get Bobby Moore's tattoo. But I was also only supposed to get tattooed for 4 hours on my Tanuki, and we ended up going 8 hours.
Damn.
Jesus.
So I, after 6 hours, didn't want to get fucking tattooed ever again. So I was like, I'm going to get the fuck out of here, dude. Sure. And he was like, yeah, totally. We'll figure this later. I was like, okay, cool. Great. See you. Bye. So it was scheduled for like last week or the week before that. And then now Corona. So soon.
So two things with that. I love that he asked me and used his full name in the third person in the question. When are you?
Yeah, can you just re-ask that question?
When are you getting Bobby Moore's face tatted on?
I love that he called himself Bobby Moore because he calls himself Rob.
No, he said Bobby Moore. That's a direct.
I know
fucking
he did
copy
because he's motherfucking Bobby Moore, and his girl calls him Robert and shit like some fucking jerk off from Tampa,
like some investment banker with a hedge fund and shit.
Yeah, Robert. Well, oh, have you seen Robert? No, motherfucker. I'm with Bobby. What's up?
Well, explain this fucking bet because, I mean, I'm sure Duchess and our listeners don't understand what this bet was that you lost.
Oh,
that you're going to get someone else's face put on your body.
Mayweather versus Conor McGregor.
Oh,
that's it?
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. And we were going to bet money. And I was like, fuck that. Like, we're getting Sam PC tattoos. And he goes, okay. I was like, get my face tattooed on you. And he goes, no. I was like, yeah, I'll get your face tattooed. I was like, what's the matter? You don't believe in your boy? And he goes, you know what? Fuck you. All right. So we shook on it.
Damn.
So I do owe him one, but it was going to be a surprise. But now it's
cats
as soon as
bag.
Get cats out of the bag, beloved. Shout the panda in them.
Number three, how much sex are you having since being single? We want
so much fucking sex. I told you at the top of the show, I just bought a leash.
He says, we want numbers, Adam. With an exclamation point, mind you. He had punctuation behind that. We want numbers, Adam.
I don't know.
It's so much
that
there's no number. There's no quantifiable total.
I don't know the I just don't know the number. I'm just like, I have offers to break quarantine to have sex with me. I'm considering after this, after getting my haircut, to go to a deli in this town that this girl lives at to drop this fucking leash off and get my dick sucked in a parking lot.
There's a lot going on. This bitch lives at a deli and wants a leash?
I'm sure there's
there's a deli in her town.
Oh, I thought you said I'm going to the deli that this bitch lives at. And I was like,
no,
what?
In a town that this bitch lives at.
You don't want to fuck a bitch that lives at a deli. She's going to smell like bologna and all kinds of shit.
You, bitch. I love a good processed meat.
In Whiting, where I'm from, that's their apartments above businesses all the time. There's nothing wrong with living above a deli.
Who'd you fuck that worked at the deli?
Nobody. But my grandpa was a butcher.
You fucked your grandpa. That's what's up.
I said
you
nobody.
Doing step, bro. Look, I eat ass. I ain't afraid of prosciutto. What's up?
That's a quote.
I'm here generating content.
Number four.
I don't know the numbers, but there's, a copious amount of sex.
Booty.
We were talking about it the other day.
He's been very interested in this for months, I'd say.
He's living vicariously through me because he sees the white women that I parade in and out of this house.
Very much so. Very much so. That's exactly what it is. And he wants to know. Now he's stuck at home and all he's got to do is just look at his white girl and he wants a visual of you fucking somebody else to jerk off to.
Yep. Well, luckily for you, Bobby, this one's Puerto Rican.
Luckily for you.
That's right, because I know he likes to dibble and dabble.
This is kind of a connected question. Number four, who makes better sex music, Ty Dolla $ign or The Weeknd?
The Weeknd, obviously. But what he's going to say is, no, 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 you just haven't fucked a Ty Dolla $ign because you disrespect the Dolla $ign. Dolla $ign. Now, that being said, obviously, The Weeknd makes much better fucking music, okay? It's like, we're going to get some cocaine. I'm going to do a bump off your tits. We're not going to feel anything. I'm going to put a crack rock on my fucking dickhead. I'm going to fuck you in your ass. It's that type of shit. Ty Dolla $ign looks like a fucking child molester. Fuck Ty Dolla $ign.
Hey, can I have you tell me? I don't know who Ty Dolla $ign is.
Can you just Google who Ty Dolla $ign is?
Well, can you tell me what song would be the one?
Nope, I don't, because I don't listen to Ty Dolla $ign. How dare you disrespect Dolla $ign like that? Dolla $ign.
I know
who the Weeknd is. That being said, Bobby Moore, go fuck yourself. Fuck Ty Dolla $ign.
He's in a Bebe Rexha song that I like.
I ain't heard you mention that bitch in a fucking minute. Wow, he looks like a whole ass Amish black cowboy.
Yeah.
Told you.
Whoa.
You know what? Actually, Bobby, I will split the difference. The song or nah.
That's the one that's up. I'm going to play
The Weeknd and Ty Dolla $ign together. Are you playing the video and not showing me?
I'm working on it. You're so impatient.
Yeah, I'm on a roll here, dude.
It's a long-ass, cinematic intro here.
Yeah, it's entertainment.
This motherfucker looks like one of the bad guys from The Matrix 2.
Or 3.
I got a lot of cash.
Yeah.
And I don't mind spending it.
I don't mind spending it.
Mustn't on a beat.
Got a Peyton Manning hairline. I'ma smoke this joint
and I'ma break you off. It's Waz Khalafia, baby. If I said you made the one. All these tattoos in my skin, they turn you on. You hear the bed creak is the song?
Oh wow.
The music.
There's layers to this game. You're not the type that you take home to mom. Is we fucking when we leave the club or not? I ain't spending cash for nothing. I wanna see you take it off. I'm about this bottle.
Where's my man? Here he is. Listen how sultry this motherfucker is.
Yeah, that's the hair I would have. Can you lick the tip then throw the dick or not? That's an aggressive line.
For his nice little voice. I'm not the type to call you back
tomorrow. But the way you wrap around me is a problem. How old is this guy?
27.
Damn, and he's still got fucking bravado like that?
I think he was dating Selena Gomez.
Damn, that bitch is naked.
White girl?
Yeah, white bitch got naked.
Come on, dude, what are we talking about?
Where's the dollar guy?
He's coming.
The dollar guy's coming up.
That's the dollar guy.
I mean, look, who are you into? The Weeknd or Ty Dolla $ign? That answers the question right there.
Yeah.
Okay? Are you going to throw the dick or nah? Are you going to let me stretch that pussy out or nah? All right.
See, I didn't
fuck
even
you
know who he
again
was.
All day. Also, that being said, we can just drop the new album, go do cocaine, and listen to it.
I didn't even know who he was. I knew who Weekend was, and I like Weekend. But now, after hearing that, I know what Bobby's thinking. Weekend sounds a little feminine. This dude sounds a little bit more aggro. So he's like, hey, man, I'm a man, and I'm going to throw it down like this man. I don't want to hear
that's
this
right,
boy talking
he ain't love.
To me. I want to hear
he
this
ain't love
boy
like
talking
that.
To me.
That's all right.
Yeah, I know Bobby's line of thinking. That's what it is. So I'm going with the Weekend, too. I like
come
his,
on.
I like his hair.
I mean, look.
Black Peyton.
Look, you dim
okay.
the lights. Look, if you show up to a girl's house and she's got them dumb white Christmas lights hanging up on her roof and you just like, boop, boop, Weekend fuck list on fucking Spotify. Alexa, play that shit. And she's like, yes, sir. I'm like, oh, that's right. I'm like, you can call me daddy. She calls me sir. And then you just fucking strip naked. You throw your hair up in a bun and you're just like, bitch, we're eating ass tonight. Both of us.
This is a prophetic dream. This is going to happen.
Motherfucker, this is 2 nights ago. What are we talking about?
You did not leave the house to do that 2 nights ago. Stop.
I ain't have to leave the fucking house. What's up?
You could not pull up to someone else's house in your house.
Motherfucker, I got boober. It's Uber for tits.
That's awesome.
Question number 5.
When I love this.
When
give
are
me
you
more
moving
Bobby
to
questions.
When are you moving to Florida?
I'd like to know the answer to that as well.
I think inquiring minds want to know, and Bobby's feeling the heat on this one, and he just wants to know a definitive answer once and for all, I think.
Well, my lease is up in April, next April.
Oh, 12 months, April.
Yeah.
So are we just going to leave that as a dot, dot, dot?
I mean, three dots. What's up? I'm aggressive.
Well, you know what? That's going to be very close to after Super Bowl. So, I mean, like, maybe
I know.
You just don't leave. I mean, maybe.
I like, mean, look, maybe I go down there. I do some recognizance. You know what I mean?
You find that girl with white Christmas lights.
I already know that girl. That girl sent me a picture of her asshole this morning. I woke up to it.
Nice.
That bitch works at a fucking pizzeria in Orlando. And she's like, daddy, when are you coming over?
See, that's perfect for you because that's far enough away to where you can like go out there for the weekend, but it's close enough where you can go out there for the weekend, but it's far enough away where like it's like, hey, I want to get away from you, bitch.
Right.
So I can go back.
Yeah.
I can go back to T-Town.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, you know you've got a place to stay.
Oh,
we have a fourth bedroom. You'd sleep in the studio, but I don't think you'd mind it.
I've slept in his studio before.
We'll get you a full
that's right.
We'll get you a full Bobby David. Light.
What'd you say?
I'm gonna bring my $7,000 fucking Casper, bitch. We ain't fucking on nothing but the best.
As long as you bring your antiquities, I think I'll be all right with that.
I have a whole collection of antiquities. I have many leather-bound books in my library. Smells of assorted oils and
scotch,
oak.
The studio also leads out into the pool area, so it's perfect.
It does have its own entrance to the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is going to be very nice when we do have guests, because after we're done, we could just be like, well, "Can I interest you in a hot tub
and a beverage?
And a beverage?
Yo." Okay, I don't want to take this from you, right? Because chances are you guys are going to have sex in your hot tub the first night you're there.
It's a saltwater hot tub, so I don't know how that would agree with my...
Bitch, you ain't fucking in the ocean.
he did that whole ass dolphin motion right there. Bitch, you ain't fucking in the ocean.
If I remember correctly, Chrissy Two Dicks over here has got one dick for the land and one dick to fuck the dolphins, all right?
Amphibious.
He fucks a whole ass mermaid. He's got a mermaid dick.
You
finna fuck... Y'all finna fuck in the
that.
Salt water. It's a salt water jacuzzi?
The whole
salt
thing
water,
is,
it's
yeah,
connected
the
to the
system.
Pool, so the hot tub overflows
damn.
Into the pool.
Damn.
The whole system.
So I guess it's better than chlorine. I guess I'd rather have salt than chlorine.
Mad exfoliants all over your body.
Yeah. Going to be looking very, very fresh.
I can't
very fresh.
Fucking wait.
All right, but I'm going to be number two. Y'all will be number one.
Okay. Final question, and I think this is a precursor to Bobby's interest in landing on an episode of Creatures of the Night. Shout out to Creatures of the Night. Look for it on Inner Circle Presents podcast feed. Subscribe, all that good shit. Final question. When are you done believing in things that you will never see, like dinosaurs?
Damn.
Take all the time you want in front of your antiquities. Knowing that he's got a dinosaur bone right behind him in a fucking jar of formaldehyde and shit that he's waiting to fucking bring back from
the
dead.
Remember we went to the Circle, they had a store that just had dinosaur fossils.
Yeah,
and
you
bones.
Could buy a dinosaur egg for like $2,000.
Dinosaur eggs, yeah.
fucking whole ass gallimimus and shit.
Mm-hmm. Gallimimus.
Meteorites.
Motherfucker, the alpha brain just turned on. He was like, I remember that word from fifth grade. What's up?
Bitch, I dropped antiquities 90 minutes ago.
Never heard it before.
Look, I mean, hey, Bobby Moore is OG number one anti-dinosaur guy.
I didn't know that but recently either.
Oh, dude, he's been talking that shit. But until I'm proved otherwise, you know, dinosaurs existed. They may not have existed in the way that we think they did.
Right.
Where it's all just an assumption
theory
that they were lizards or whatever, but chances are that they were giant birds, you know, and that's super plausible.
You know, and there was, where did I hear it? There was a bird in North America that lived in North America called like the terror bird or something. And it was like a fucking 10-foot eagle looking bitch. Like that might've just been a raptor, ain't it?
Yeah. I mean, they fucking evolved to fly and then they fly off. Do you know what a fucking shoebill looks like? That's a fucking dinosaur, dude. And those things still exist.
Dude, Professor Shoebill is your fucking new name.
Look at my antiquities.
Professor. Yeah, because all they do is, it's not like they find whole skeletons all the time, so they'll find a couple bones, and then they'll do a calculation to give them what they feel the rest of the animal looks like.
That was his whole argument. That was his whole argument.
Right, but like, you don't know if they're hot-blooded or cold-blooded, you don't know if they had feathers or scales or fucking eyeballs or fucking whatever, you know what I mean?
They probably have both, but I mean, there's been some cases where they find fossilized, you know, skin or whatever, and that's why.
No, there's never been a case where they found fossilized skin of a dinosaur, but they found woolly mammoth and like saber-toothed tiger and shit like that. But those are like, the lines are very easy to draw because the shapes are very similar. Reptiles and birds are so close that like they were fucking guessing. Like Indiana Jones ain't no shit about shit, dog. He's just showing up places and taking gold chains and fucking eating monkeys and killing people with whips and shit. Mm-hmm. You know, like, He didn't know nothing about terror birds or shoe bills or fucking, what was that thing? The fucking Galapagos tortoise that you had, the blue tongue fucking herring.
Oh, the skink.
The skank. The fucking blue tongue skink. He didn't know nothing about that. But the birds and reptiles have very, oh, just got a text from Bobby Moore. Sorry. I know, I'll put money in the jar. I don't give a fuck.
You're fine.
But they took a guess, you know what I mean? But think about it.
Oh,
chickens. Chickens, tiny little wings, right? Look very similar to dinosaur arms. Those little dinosaur baby raptor arms, right? Yeah. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're right.
Their shapes are very similar. Wild chickens have like little teeth. You know what I mean? Kind of like them little fucking baby velociraptors that ate that motherfucker from Seinfeld. Dude, when he fell down.
Fucking geese have the worst mouth.
Geese and fucking those little baby velociraptors that ate that motherfucker before the big raptors came in Lost World.
Right.
What are we talking about?
Geese
here we go.
Are fucking mean as shit.
Yeah. They got tails they don't use. Dinosaurs had tails that they don't fucking use either. They got the fucking claws with the fucking little thumb up like that. Mm-hmm. Dude, there's more links between dinosaurs and birds than there are dinosaurs and reptiles.
Sure. I think what they go off of are, you know, the crocodilians, because they've been around since.
Where they live?
Huh?
The crocodilians?
Whatever.
Where you are, bitch.
Crocodiles, all that stuff. That.
Oh, I thought you meant like reptilians. Crocodilians.
No, crocodilians.
Oh, okay.
Because they were
It's
around.
The warring tribe of the reptilians, the crocodilians.
Well, what about this? What if dinosaurs are bones from reptilians?
No.
Okay.
They're not humanoid enough.
They're not.
Thank you. Thank you, Dutch. Reel him back in.
I'm just saying. Listen.
Look. I know where you want to go, but no.
I want to live in a fantasy world. Let me be a 12-year-old, 40-year-old man.
I do.
Gigantopithecus in them.
That's my nickname. Adam, do you want to do a couple of fucking pod decks before we get out of here?
Yeah. Oh, you guys love this shit, man.
I do. I love this shit, man.
I wish Bobby Moore put together a fucking pod deck.
It
was like, what does asshole taste like? Well, I'll tell you, Bobby.
Prosciutto, I already know.
It tastes like duck liver pate. Next question.
On a good day.
Yeah, so we do these pod decks when we have guests from time to time just to, you know, stimulate a little extra conversation at the end and get a little bit of extra fucking content out of you. You know, since I got a...
Adam don't eat extra nothing.
I mean, Adam, what's up? I'm already extra enough, bitch.
Adam embodies extra.
I know it.
All right, that's right. Look at my chest meat.
Right off the fucking top. What is this? I love it, too, because it's always so perfect for the person that I have. It always is. What is the weirdest thing that you find attractive in a person?
Mm. Oh, man.
Dog collars.
See what the fuck I'm saying? And you're like, man, you love them things. Yeah, because they're perfect.
What is the weirdest thing? I like a lot of weird shit, dude.
I know.
How do you
fucking rank that by order of importance or weirdness?
I know. You know what? I had a girl quote a fucking YouTube video from 2005 at me the other day. And it was like one of those really weird YouTube videos. I got to find it because so we can watch it after this.
What was it about?
But it was like, I think it was Brand X, and it was like the history of the world and how it was destroyed or some shit. And she just sent me a screen, like, a picture of her. I mean, obviously she was very naked, but her computer had the thing on the YouTube video on it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and I quoted it, and then she quoted it back at me, and I was like, oh, I want to fuck the shit out of you. Like, you and I are cut from the same cloth. So that was pretty weird because it was like a really sketchy, drawn out, shitty Australian cartoon.
So like a weird intellectual similarity type thing. Like,
yeah, you know what I like? And it's not actually, it's not weird. I like when a bitch goes like, what's your favorite conspiracy theory?
I thought you were going to go, what's your favorite scary movie?
What's your favorite movie? if a girl goes, the Riddler is a better villain than the Joker. I'm like, oh, we're going to get in an argument here. You have some points to make.
Oh, like, you like DC. Get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, take your shoes off. Second of all, throw them out the door and then leave. Thanks.
Tracking all that bullshit in my house?
Don't track that fucking bullshit in my fucking house. What is the weirdest thing that I find attractive? Your back dimples.
Because it's a bullseye for somewhere to shoot.
No, look, I'm going to make a whole ass map of fucking Hawaii. You know, I'm going to, you know.
I'm going to fuck you and we going to call it.
I'm going to recreate Pangea on your back. Let's be real here.
How the fuck we both say some Pangea shit at the same time, dude?
It's the fucking cube, man.
Dutch, do you have an answer?
What is the weirdest thing you find attractive in a person? I don't think I like anything
too weird.
Too weird.
Yeah, you're very standard.
But I like weird, but I don't I don't know. I've been with you so long, I don't know.
And I ain't fucking that weird.
No, you're pretty normal.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
So until recently, because you've been talking about all these other stuff.
Until but then, recently.
Like, when you start talking about this shit, though, like, I get into it. So I think that I'm just as weird as you.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
I like it.
You both are pretty weird. And that's what makes you a good fucking duo, because you're weird in different ways. And I love you for it. I need a different brand of weird because I'm fucking weird enough, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
So for you, maybe weird is just like hooking up with a regular ass chick.
No, that shit is boring as fuck. I just did that. Fucking vanilla ass white bitches. Like, girls that think that they want to get down because I have fucking tattoos and it's going to be a good ass time. And then they're like, I want you to choke me. Like, no, you don't. I'm really good at fucking strangling people. Like, you don't want that. Like, oh, you being too right. Yeah, I fucking knew that. Okay, come on. Just get on top of me. Great. This is great. This is very nice. Okay, I'm going to make you breakfast in the morning and I need you to get the fuck out of here. That is not what I'm into.
What happened on your worst date?
Okay, so you remember that exact sentence that I just finished?
I was going to answer it for you, but I didn't know how much of your business you wanted me to put on the show.
My worst date. Man, I've had a couple of bad... You know what? I don't fucking remember shit like this. Mm-hmm. I don't. I mean, I know who it was. I could tell you about a time where I was super...
I thought you got hit with a car.
What'd you say?
Didn't a bitch run you over with the car?
That was just a fucking regular-ass Tuesday in July, Jack. That ain't a fucking date. That bitch tried to run me over with a whole ass fucking SUV. She had a suburban all-terrain vehicle trying to chase down your fucking boy, and I was way too fat to be running in the middle of fucking July holding a fucking PlayStation 3. But there I was, Jack, running down the street, trying to run into a fucking Panera Bread, running for my fucking life after almost being stabbed because I tried to leave a bitch's house.
Wow.
It sounds like a pretty bad date.
Just a day. I mean,
it wasn't a date. We were fucking together. We had been together for months at that point.
Crazy.
Like I said, that was a regular ass Tuesday. That's where your boy developed a drinking habit.
I swear to God, I thought you were going to say adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome. My worst date. Oh, you know what? I met up with a girl once. So we went, I met her at Bar A.
Oh, man.
Where I fucked up right there.
Man,
so
oh, man.
I'm like, all right, like, where do you want to go? And she's like, just meet me at the park and we can go for a walk. And I was like, okay, no big deal. She's like, I live around the corner. I was like, bet, we fucking. So, like, what direction is your house? Like, that's where we're walking, right? Like, I'm parking down the street because you got a man's. I don't give a fuck.
Dude, if you put a baseline behind this right now, it sounds just as good as that song we played earlier.
I mean, yeah.
Where the fuck you live? Bet we fucking. Where the fuck you live? That's where we walking.
Man, you boys got bars. What's up? I've been telling you. So I'm hanging out with this girl and I'm like, yeah, like, oh, blah, blah, blah. We're talking, whatever, whatever. What are you into? This and that. And this is like before dating apps. So like you had to like get all of that stuff out in the open in person.
Right.
There wasn't like any vetting process. It was just like, you're hot. I'm hot. We're going to fuck. Wait, what's your name? So we're talking and this bitch just starts crying in the middle of a conversation. And I'm like, I just asked you what your favorite sandwich was.
Dude, I would probably do that.
Why do you think I looked at you? Why do you think I looked at you like that? I was like, that sounds like some her Dutch shit.
But that
right
wasn't
there,
until
dude.
After I had kids I was like that, though. I wasn't like that before.
She was just crying about a sandwich. And I was like, are you all right? Like, we don't have, like, you don't have to ever eat bologna again. I promise. I got prosciutto at your house. Don't worry. That was a callback, Chris.
I remember it.
Thank you. I'll pat myself on the back for that. That was pretty good. So I'm like, what's up? Like, what the fuck is happening right now? And I asked her exactly like that. And she goes, my ex-boyfriend used to make me that sandwich every day. And I'm like, and?
Right.
Do you want me to make that sandwich for you? Like, is this happening? Or, and she's like, it's just so sad. I was like, did he die? Like, no, he's down the street. And why are we here, bro? I got a fucking road we can walk down too.
Right.
Nah, that's an emotionally like, unavailable bitch that's still tied up with Dr. Baloney and shit, dude.
Yeah, right. So Dr. Baloney was hanging out down the street, and I was like, do you like, you want, and I was on some fucking crazy, and Bobby Moore will tell you, I was on some crazy 2009 shit. I was like, what's up, you want to fight, you want me to fight him? Like, I don't give a fuck.
You want me to fight him?
I'll fuck him up, make you a sandwich, I don't give a fuck. You want me to prove I'm a man? I'm a man.
I will prove my worth in the Coliseum.
Yeah. This bitch wasn't even that hot. I was just doing extra shit for no reason because I was bored. And she was just like sitting on a swing in some fucking some playground on the fucking beach in fucking Belmar. And she's like crying. And I was like, hey, dude, I'm going to fucking split.
Right.
And she's like, no, but I was having a good time. And I was like, I don't want to see a bad time. I got to go. That was like the only time. Every other time it's been like, pretty regular. I have like some awful fucking relationship stories, like that time I almost got stabbed and then de-armed a girl, held her, like tripped her, fucking takedown, 2 points, shout out to me, flipped her over, put her hands behind her back, zip tied her, she broke out and then tried to run me down with a fucking car, and then me and my PlayStation 3 and Modern Warfare 2 were on our way into fucking Panera Bread because she couldn't fit an SUV in that window, but she fucking thought about trying. That being said, my boy Dustin, Sweet D, the fucking love of my life, happened to be on a fucking pizza delivery going down the street, and he was just like, hey, dude, did I just see you running, holding a PlayStation down the street in the middle of July? And I was like, yeah, hey, what's up, man? What are you doing? And he goes, I'm on a delivery. And I was like, okay, can you spin around? Because I need help. And he's like, what is that, Dana? And I was like, uh-huh, yep. He goes, why is she driving on the sidewalk and crying? I was like, I don't know. She's wearing rain boots. I got to go. And he's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Man,
saved my life that day.
I ain't never met a Dana that ain't crazy. Let me just tell you.
I mean, every fucking time. And if she's Dana Marie, she's definitely crazy.
Oh, well, I got a Dutch Marie over here. So, I mean, I know she's half a crazy right there.
Yeah, she definitely is fucking crazy as shit.
And I hope you caught that eye I just caught, too. I have never personally really dated since, you know, I met you in school. And
right.
I mean, likewise. So, I mean, I don't think we really have answers.
I mean, all the stuff, all the dates that I was on, like, in middle school just consisted of, like, us walking and, like, thinking about holding hands.
Holding hands and making long-distance phone calls and shit.
I dated this one guy for a little bit. And we walked to the beach and we were sitting at, well, the lake. There's really, you know, it's a lake with sand. So that's what we call the beach in Indiana. And we were sitting on the beach or whatever. And then he started sticking his hand in my pants. And I'm like, I didn't know what to do. And he was like, it'd be really nice if you turned over right now. And I'm like, not doing it. And then I broke up with him.
Did you run away?
No, I didn't run away. I walked back to the house. And then he started crying because I told him I wasn't ready to do that shit. And then I broke up with him for trying to finger me in the park or on the beach. And that was probably the worst time.
Damn.
The worst time. And then my mom's like,
you were wilding in the 90s.
Well, and my mom really liked him at the thing. My mom really liked this kid. And she was like, oh, what happened? What happened? And I told her because I didn't want to tell her because I was like 13 or 14. I'm like, he's trying to stick his fingers in me and I didn't want him to do that. And she's like, oh, that changes things a little bit.
Yeah.
And then she told me that she was proud of me.
That makes a worse date.
But I did get fingered on a swing once in high school.
Jesus. Not by me.
Not by you.
I fucking love you, Dutch.
And I think this is probably the second time you've brought it up in the history of your time on this show.
Yeah. I didn't have very many experiences, so.
Now look at you.
Still not many.
You're living.
I set her up. You know what I did? I went like this. Boop. And she just went. Fucking LeBron dunked on you. That was it.
Me,
that was fucking D Wade to LeBron, Miami, baby.
All right. Well, if we're going like that, my worst date was the one night stand that you didn't fucking leave. How about that?
God. Okay.
Damn.
Bet. 20 fucking years later, you still here.
Yeah, we broke up a few times after that, though. So.
Not that next morning.
If you wanted me to go, you told me to get the fuck out.
I think I did.
And she was like, I want to touch your sideburns. Let me touch you. And you were like, all right, touch them.
He used to be so volatile that one time we broke up and I didn't tell
him. Used to be.
Me and my sister went to his house and I just took all my stuff and moved out and didn't even tell him.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, obviously.
Mm.
Well, I'm glad you guys fucking worked it out.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I got to get this motherfucker on some ayahuasca so he could fix all his fucking past trauma so he could stop being such a dick. But I got to do it, too.
I will never stop.
Look, if you raise your eyebrow any higher, it's going to look like you have a hairline. Relax.
Why do you think I do it?
I can't raise
my. You're Dwayne the Pebble Johnson.
2020, bitch. Adam, let's get the fuck out of here, man. Our kids want lunch, and they've been down here like half a dozen times. And
fuck them kids.
Yeah, well, hey, fuck them kids.
We can eat some crackers.
We on that quarantine life. We got to touch up the last little bit of our move scenario, and you've got 72 podcasts to record today. So
72 podcasts, a bitch to fuck.
Got a big long to-do list.
A sandwich to eat, a haircut to get.
Yeah, big long to-do.
That's right, and I got to go not listen to Ty Dolla Sign, so.
What?
Get the show on the fucking road.
As if they don't already know, Mr. Simmons, tell the folks where they can find you.
Well, I'm on a podcast called the Simmons and More Podcast. 27 rings, you know what the fuck it is. I haven't said that in so long. Oh, it felt so good coming out of my mouth.
I know.
Oh, felt good. All right. Go to sampc.bigcartel.com. Buy some t-shirts because I need food. I also have mugs. Number two podcast in the world mugs. The number one is obviously my betrothed, Dutchie and Chrissy Boo Boo. go to SimmonsAndMore.com. Go follow Bobby D. Moore Official and Bobby D. Moore Sam PC on Twitter and Instagram, respectively. Go to The Versace Jedi on all social media platforms for young Bobby Light and myself. I am Earth_2_Adam everywhere. My DMs are open. Hit me up. If you got a butt, I want to see it. So that's just what we're getting down to. You know what I mean?
If you got a butt, I want to see it.
There you go.
I'm coming out the fucking gate just like that.
That's a whole
mood. And it's like that.
Hairy butts, shaved butts, slimy butts.
You got bars, dirty too? Butts. Hairy butts, shaved butts. You said, man,
that's the chorus for my fucking song.
Shit, dude, that's fucking, she's Joe Exotic over there. I saw Tiger, and Tiger saw man.
Bobby Moore broke that fucking story, by the way.
Yeah, and I fucking hate him for it. And I meant to say that when we were talking about Tiger King. That's the closest in my adult life to experiencing the feeling like there's no Santa Claus. When he's like, you know that wasn't him singing, right?
Dude, I was so upset.
I'm like, what? It's not? Mm-hmm. He's like, no, that's like white Milli Vanilli shit.
He looked like Ryan Dunn from Brooks and Dunn, though.
I was like, God damn it, man. But I digress. It's whatever.
I still listen
to Tiger Song Man. Check it out. Here Kitty Kitty, I think, was the other one. This has been another episode of the Hashtag No Offense Show. If you're a new listener, thanks for giving us a shot. Come back, subscribe on your favorite podcast platform everywhere. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts. You know where the fuck it is. Look for us on social media at HTNOS, HTNOS.com. Email us. Give us a call, 773-5706. Check out the Inner Circle Podcast Network. Inner Circle PN on Twitter and Facebook, innercirclepn.com. It's present company, Simmons & Moore, ourselves, Shit Happens When You Party Naked, The Hood Diner, The Plunge, Failing Hollywood, all the original shows. Sports is back in full swing. We're March Madness and cartoons and shit, and we're talking about WrestleMania 16 and stupid shit that I have no idea about, but whatever. Fucking Creatures of the Night, we're on episode one. It's live. We're fighting Warner Brothers for that shit, dude. Laura Branigan, go check it out. All of it. It's all there. Subscribe to everything. We've got fucking different show for every day of the week, and we'll leave you entertained, I promise, even if you hate us. This young lady is the Duchess Watsky.
You're the real Watsky everywhere.
God damn it, we're the Hashtag No Offense Show. Adam, thanks for coming.
Guys, thank you so much for having me on. I fucking love you.
Of course, thank you, man.
And you said I have an email, yes?
You have an email, yes. It's at Yahoo because you're a poor person.
No, I told you. It's a five-letter thing, dude.
You couldn't just put no offense?
No.
Offense.
Well, two's the one that created it.
He did. Two rinks set all this up anyway.
He's dum-dum.
Well, he is a whole-ass dum-dum.
We see Pleiadian ships. We see a sphere of light.
This is because a hell of a commercial. Oh, this is that Gaia shit so that I wanted to get.
Yeah, I want to fuck with Gaia. Can I watch this too?
Yeah, I'm
of Arcturian people. But the first Atlantis was not about.
You should probably pause the video
pyramids.
And then share the screen and then.
Nah, it's fine. It's still Gaia.
The temple within. They taught us.
I'm gonna get the fucking free trial on that.
World. Okay.
Yo, dude.
Keepers of that wisdom, that information.
It's like Netflix for like Creatures of Night material.
Let's talk that shit, reptilians. Let's go.
And how this created structure for the humans to transcend.
Awesome.
Initiation. All new season.
Sweet.
Atlantis and the Creation of the Races. Bet, dude, I'm getting that shit today.
I have a code you could use.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm. What? From can
who?
I have one too?
Hold on, yeah, hold on. How'd you get a fucking code from who?
Jim Harold's Campfire. It's a paranormal podcast to listen to.
Doug,
that's okay. What's up.
So,
she's holding
here's
out.
The Earth. Chilling. Damn, that is a sweet Earth, you might say.
Round.
All right. Swimming out, the ice caps melting, meteors becoming crashed into us, the ozone layer leaving, and the sun exploding. We're definitely going to blow ourselves up. Okay. So basically, we've got China, France, India, Israel, Pakistan, Russia, the UK, and us with nukes. We've got about 2,600 more than anybody else. Whatever. Anyway, one day we decide those Chinese sons of a bitches are going down. So we launch a nuke at China. While it's on its way,
Nick?
China's like, shit, who the fuck is shooting us? Oh well, fire missiles. Then France is like, shit, guys, we got the missiles, they are coming, fire our shit.
It's a cigarette.
Well, have a nap. Then fire the missiles! Meanwhile, Australia is down there like, WCF, mates. India, Israel, and Pakistan launched their shit, so now we've got missiles flying everywhere, passing each other.
Yo,
Russia's like, ah, motherland! Then England's like, about that time, eh, chaps? Righto. So now the US is like, fuck, we're dumbasses. Canada's like, what's going on, eh? Australia's still like, WTF. Mars is laughing at us, and some huge meteor's like, well, fuck that. So, now we've got nuclear winter. Everyone's dead except Australia. And they're still like, WTF. But they'll be dead soon. Fucking kangaroos. Assuming we don't blow ourselves up, us Californians just have to worry about California breaking off from the United States to go hang with Hawaii. Alaska can come too. The end.
That was amazing.
That's it. That's the video, but that girl sent me a picture, and that video was in the back. And I, in the beginning, was like, man, that is a sweet earth. Round? All I said was round. And she goes, oh my God, you know what that is? And I was like, I am lit tired. And she goes, oh, you should take a nap and then fire the missiles. And I was like, yeah, we're going to fuck.
That's amazing.
Dude, you should have just had me pull that up during the show. It was only a couple minutes.
Yo, have you ever seen the Juggernaut? Like, I'm the Juggernaut, bitch. Mm-mm. Screen share me. Slide me to the...
Google, I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
Yeah, fucking YouTube that shit.
I'm the Juggernaut. I'm going to share my screen first so Dutch doesn't yell at me.
I didn't yell. I just made a suggestion.
Which is your version of yelling.
Could be worse.
This?
Yeah.
Jesus, that's 10 minutes.
I mean, you don't have to watch the whole thing. Shit.
Yeah, it's the Juggernaut, bitch! I'm gonna beat the shit out of you. Get off me, bitch. Who the fuck are you? Juggernaut, bitch!
You get a motherfucker. I'm gonna whoop your ass.
Silly bitch, your weapons cannot harm me. Don't you know who the fuck I am? I'm the Juggernaut.
Hey.
Oh, motherfucker, I'm gonna forget.
Your mama dressed your ass.
Shut the fuck up, Charles. I'm gonna beat your ass.
Too fast.
Too fast.
You better run, Charles. Get that shit out of my face, bitch! Who the fuck I am? Oh, she's fucking with my helmet.
Oh no!
My face! Pimp smack your ass, bitch! You hooker now. Now it's time for you to take my pride. You rape your bitch. You ready? You ready? You ready, bitch?
Why is there a dick in a window?
Yeah, now what, motherfucker? Got my pimp cane, bitch. She's gonna be one of your hookers.
Shut up, bitch.
Oh, shit. I got my helmet back.
Help you out, motherfucker. That was my 50 bucks. You know you owe me, motherfucker, last time.
Motherfucker, I custom made your suit. Don't you see the fucking man? Juggernaut, bitch.
I don't give a fuck who the fuck you are, you big looking motherfucker. Anyway.
Don't you know I will beat the shit out your ass, Charles? I will beat the shit out you with Charles. As a matter of fact, I don't give a fuck. I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
Oh, no.
Dude, there's three of these. They're so fucking good.
That shit's hilarious.
I feel like that was all done off the cuff, too. I feel like
Yeah. This is like early YouTube shit. So me and Moose and Sweet D and like all the dudes that I used to hang out with back at the other apartment on the other side of town, we used to literally just get high and fucking watch shitty remakes of fucking cartoons with like overdubs and shit. And like you've seen the G.I. Joe PSAs, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's the same guys, but they did a whole series of the Juggernaut, and they have a black friend that's like, I'm the Juggernaut, bitch. I'm gonna hit you with my pimp cane. And then there's like what some fucking bullshit ass X-Men villain that nobody ever cares about. They turned into like the baddest motherfucker on the planet.
Well, I was just gonna say, like, fucking the people in that scene with Juggernaut, it was like fucking like Black Tom coming in the window and shit.
yeah like nobody and fucking nobody, right? So there's the dude that's like dressed in all red, and he goes, what's up, bitch? My name's Ketchup. I'm here to put it down on you. And it's like Ketchup is like this fucking bad motherfucker pimp that like hits people with cars and shit. It's so, dude, it is so incredibly fucking stupid, but I love every second of it. That's like,
it's my wheelhouse. Are you kidding me?